Good evening and welcome to the Council meeting, Burnham Town Council, Tuesday 21st of June. Please note that the Council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the Council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording. Could we have apologies for absence, please?
No apologies.
No apologies. Declarations of interest. All town councils have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for members adopted by the town council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda having regard to the Code of Conduct for members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Do we have any declarations? Councillor Stan.
Yeah, just that I'm a member of Malvern District Council and Essex County Council, and I think somebody's going to speak today on a highways issue. So, non-pecuniary.
Thank you. Now, yeah.
Sorry, non-pecuniary, I live near the Providence car park.
Oh, right, thank you. Now, is there any procedural reason why I can't bring item 18 forward, Town Clerk? In that case, I'd like to bring item 18, which is an update from Mr. Raffray on the United Denji Council's situation regarding the road in Wood and Ferris.
If you so propose, I second.
I propose, that's fine, thank you.
Let's
have a vote, thank you. Right, Mr. Raffray, you're here to invite us to join officially the United Denji Council's approach to the road planning issues in South Wood and Ferris.
Yes, quite correct. So, thank you for the kind invitation to the meeting. Just a quick introduction. My name is Mark Raffray. I'm Vice Chair of North Fanbridge Parish Council. And as Bob said, I'm here today to ask whether Burnham Town Council would consider formally joining the United Denji Council's grouping. And obviously to answer any questions or receive any comments that you might have. I'm not absolutely sure how much background you have on UDC and our campaign, but I guess it has previously been discussed.
It's certainly been discussed, and I've brought to the council as much information as I've been able to bring. And we've been following the issue since it started, basically, and I think councils are fairly well aware of the issues involved.
Right, that's a lot of background preamble. But as a very brief recap, UDC is a grouping of currently 12 councils campaigning for proper infrastructure planning in the Denji, mainly linked to new housing developments. And as you've gathered, our current key focus is the major road corridor for B1012 and the A132. And some concerns that many councils have about highways planning connected to a major new development in South Wood Ferris, which might ultimately comprise about 1,500 new homes. The reason I'm here tonight is picking up on previous conversations that I've had with Councillor Calder. As with any such campaign, there is greater influence with larger pressure groups and the participation of the more significant local councils in the area. And I just wanted to draw to your attention an interaction that we recently had with our local MP, John Whittingwell. He specifically asked whether Burnham Town Council were part of UDC. He was very interested in that. Uniformly in the internal discussions at UDC, we feel that our grouping would be much more effective with BTC formally on board for reasons of unanimity, but also, as I said, because numbers and gravitas count in this particular game. It would also be beneficial, I think, in terms of being able to include you as part of the grouping in any media releases, if you're comfortable with that. And also in any formal presentations that we make on the issue at planning meetings and the like. So really, in brief, that's the basic position I wanted to set out. I'm very happy to take any questions that you may have.
I have no questions as such, except to say that we have in the past agreed almost entirely. I don't think we've had any objections to any of the information put forward by the UDC, and I think we've agreed and we've joined informally by backing the proposals. Now I'm going to throw it over to councillors to ask questions. Councillor Mumford.
Hi, I'm just interested why the Dengie 100 Group of Parish Councils didn't take this on, because that used to be the collective, didn't it?
Yes, it did, and I believe they're kind of reconstituting and re-energising at the moment, but their meetings, as I understand, have been abeyance for about 2 years now, so they've not really been active. I think the other point which is here is that we are relatively narrow focused. It's infrastructure issues, particularly the one that I described. So we're not really looking to infringe on their territory, so to speak.
Can I just ask a supplementary?
Yes, please do.
The other big issue, I'm glad you said all of infrastructure, because it's a massive issue, isn't it, for all of us? Too many houses, no infrastructure. So do you include lobbying around health services and school places as well?
Yes, I mean, with my background, particularly the healthcare capacity issue is certainly one which is very much in front of us. Obviously, with relatively limited resources, we have to kind of pick our battles. But we have surfaced that along with school capacity and also some other issues which we think are quite important. What's proposed around Southwood and Ferris would inevitably slow emergency response to areas distal to this development because of the traffic congestion. And as you'll all be very aware, response times for emergency situations and any other actual healthcare situation where an ambulance or another emergency service is called out, the response times are currently atrociously bad and it would probably deteriorate even further.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Sure.
The area of concern I have is, if you're making decisions on behalf of other councils, how are you going to pass that information down before you have correspondence? Because in theory, everybody's handing their voice over to your group.
Yes, and I understand the reservations around that. We don't actually have a formal constitution, but one of the things I'd really like to do in the short term is get a meeting together of all of UDC and kind of thrash out the mechanics of what the various councils would like from us. You'll obviously appreciate that if we're responding to a media request, for instance, we have to be responsive. And to a certain extent, we need a mandate from the grouping of councils to act on their behalf and be as responsive as we have to be. If it comes to strategic message or position at a meeting, for example, a planning meeting, we would always try to circulate the entire grouping with our intent and primary messages before we actually try and step forward and convey those. Does that help you?
No, right. It does. It explains, but it doesn't make me feel any better, to be quite honest. Do you have, who's on your group or your committee or your workforce? Because surely you would want a representative. I would feel much better if somebody from this council, whether it be remotely or what, was included before any strategic or other wide decisions was made.
Well, we'd be delighted, of course, to have somebody from your council step into the coordination group.
Well, that's going to have to be a proposal on the council. We'll have to do that later. But if that's something the members wanted, that would be fine. But my personal view is I think I don't like somebody else speaking on behalf of the town. I think it's down to the town to speak.
Well, I think the position we're trying to convey is a Dengie position on behalf of the total community rather than any individual council.
Well aware of that. South Woodham is not in the Dengie. We're in the Dengie, part of the Dengie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's certainly acknowledged. But the issue that I described impacts very significantly on all of the communities.
Yes, I know.
And we have not been consulted.
I know, I totally agree. But my voice is that I think we should be consulted. I've got no concern if the members agree that they're quite happy for you to do that, but I think it's something this council should do, whether they consult with residents or consult amongst themselves. I'm quite happy to step away from the vote, but that's my area of concern. Thank you.
Does anybody else have any further questions? Is anybody unsure about what is being proposed?
I'm slightly unsure, sir. Are we asking for, is the request a representative attends like monthly meetings, or is it that you just want our backing?
Well, we'd like, first of all, your backing in the campaign, the formal backing, your inclusion in the grouping, because I think it adds weight, coming back to some arguments I made earlier. We'd certainly, if you're prepared to provide it, like to have active involvement from your council. We would certainly welcome somebody joining the coordination group. Most of the councils are not in a position to be actively driving this forward, which was the reason why UDC was formed in the first place.
So if we were to put a proposal tonight, it would be that we join your group and that we would provide an active member from the steering group.
If that's your wish, we would certainly, obviously we'd have to put it in front of the rest of the council.
That's fine. So if I was to propose that we actively join the group and we supply a member to the committee, do I have a seconder? Thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. I suggest that we can dot the I's and cross the T's separately at another meeting, perhaps. Now, can I just suggest that I think Councillor Rawlinson would be the obvious member, because it's mainly a highways issue, so we can discuss that later. But what do you need from us, Mark?
I think really just a formal indication to our coordinating clerk, so to say.
Right. So I will arrange that through the town clerk tomorrow.
Super. That's terrific.
Any further questions before Mark leaves us? It's a lovely evening.
No,
you
can I just also ask Mark, through you, Mr. Chair, the Denji Hunter group has started again. They've actually arranged a meeting. Mm-hmm. So are you going to ask to speak there? Because I think it would be very beneficial if you do. We can always notify you of that first meeting. I can't remember who our representative is.
And Calvin, that
would be much appreciated, because that does affect a lot of them out there. And they're a very good group.
Yes, I'm sure they are. I'm relatively new to Northampton Parish Council, so I haven't got experience of that particular grouping. I believe their meeting is scheduled for the 20th of July.
That's right.
We'll make sure that somebody from our coordination will not get an update.
Can I ask the town clerk, did you mention it to John? We'll arrange it with Linda, if Bob's got your contact details. I think that would be great.
Sorry, just clarify what's being arranged.
You to speak at the Denji Hunter.
I didn't actually say it would be me personally.
Well,
be a representative.
Provide an update.
You don't have to, it's a suggestion. No. That you can get them to Beth as well.
Councillor Sapper, you've already actually suggested an agenda item and we have a speaking item.
Oh, well, you just said that. It would have been easier.
Yeah. Right, we're just having to find who that is.
20. No.
Okay, thank you. So in that case, Mark, thank you for your attendance. Thank you for the coming and seeing us. And I hope things progress well in the future. We're certainly concerned, as you are, about the state of the proposals in Southwold and Ferris. They do affect all of us. And we need as much representation as possible to try and get things ameliorated, shall we say. Right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I think that brings us on to item 3, which is the Town Mayor's announcements. Obviously the main event has been the Jubilee, which is a major event and will never be repeated in our lifetime. It started when I read the proclamation at the War Memorial on the Thursday, followed by the lighting of the beacon on the Thursday night. I'm glad to say the beacon actually did light at the touch of a button. Turnout was encouraging. On the Saturday, the town picnic featured a band, and I took the opportunity to listen and then parade up and down the quay in the chain, as well as dropping in on the picnic again. I think it's important to thank every member of the council who worked so hard to make things happen. So well done, everybody. I also attended County Primer on Friday the 10th to hand out commemorative coins to all the children. And the following day, I represented the council at the ordination of Reverend Karen Smiley at the Baptist Church. Sadly, I had to miss the refreshments and the cake because I was due at that afternoon the county primary school fete, which was very impressive. Lots of stalls, rides and food sellers. On the Monday, I went to St Mary's School to present their coins. And it's worth saying that the coins are a quality item and went down well with the school children and the teachers. So again, well done, councillors. On Wednesday the 15th, I was the guest of the Crouch Harbour Authority on their Beating the Bounds boat trip, followed by a lunch at the Corinthian. As councillors may remember, I used to represent both the RYA and the council on the CHA, but Councillor Rawlinson now represents the council. But as he was on a three-line whip for the County Primary School Sports Day, I made the effort to eat the lunch for both of us. Then this Friday, just gone, I opened the art trail at the museum. It hasn't been held since 2019, so it's nice things are getting back to normal after COVID, and it's nice to see so much talent in the town. I'll give you a copy of that later on. Item 4, minutes. To confirm and sign the minutes of the meeting of the Town Council held on 26th April 2022. Yeah, I'd like to defer that one. But we confirm and sign outstanding minutes of meetings of the Town Council held on dates to be confirmed at the meeting. Now, we have a stack of minutes dating back quite a time. And I think the suggestion is that we defer that particular item until they can be collated, checked, and entered against dates. But I believe we do have minutes of the 17th of May.
There is one.
Oh, right, just say the only dates we confirm that needs
that.
Right, okay, so what is the situation referring to the rationalisation of the elderly minutes? Do we have any particular problems? I mean, I certainly don't remember
Councillor Bell, the old councillor, has emailed minutes that she's now signed and come back to us. But we want to just double check that in the paperwork corresponds correctly before we say yes, because the email says website ready, but as we both know, that there was lots of minutes that were produced, but Councillor Bell used to amend them. So we just want to make sure that they are a true reflection and to make sure the numbering and everything is correct.
So the next meeting we will bring forward minutes that can be approved.
Yeah, and can I just make sure everyone realises that statutory meetings are January, May, July and October. And I think if people read the minutes, we've got statutory meetings when they're not statutory, and there's minute references, the numbers that don't appear to be, they clash from one month to the next, as in duplicated. And I'm not sure if there was extraordinary meetings in between. I couldn't follow it with all due respect to Mr. Mayor. And there are some errors. And I'd also like to challenge, and anybody can say if I'm wrong, if anybody can remember that these minutes that were produced has been signed off at that meeting, can you let us know? Because this is quite serious. Because at the bottom of these, they're signed off. Mm. Now, you don't sign them off
until it's approved by the council.
So that's why we want to double-check. Exactly, which is why I just really wanted to make sure, because we can't do that, and they're not website ready, and I don't think anybody should be putting anything on the website until it goes through
the format.
Just a question, so we're talking about the 2021 minutes, aren't we? At least four sets.
Yeah, well, I've got four here.
Being reviewed. So there'll be a number of councillors who were present at those meetings, myself included, that can help with the review.
Well, in fairness, we can look at each set of minutes and then go to the next agenda and see who was at that meeting and who signed it off, because there will be a record in the minutes. So it's just a case of cross-checking all of them before we put them onto the website.
So who will be doing the collation and the cross-checking?
With all due respect, it is really important, but the accounts are more important. The accounts have got to be done, signed off.
Okay, thank you.
I can go through some of them as somebody present at those meetings anyway, and there are probably other people in the room who are present.
I think the nature of them coming in so last minute, I think they came in on Friday. I don't think it's going to take too long. Hopefully by mid next week or the end of next week.
So we come on to planning committee meetings, meeting held on the 17th of May. Minutes have been circulated. Are people happy?
Oh, yeah.
So so we're happy we can accept those minutes as correct. Which brings us on to item 6. Public participation with respect to items on the agenda to receive questions from the public and press. We have 10 minutes allowed. May I ask if you have a question to ask under this section?
Sorry,
well, item 6. Public participation session with respect to items on the agenda. To receive questions from the public and press, 10 minutes allowed. Did you want to speak under this particular part or later under the...
The reason I am here is that I contacted Councillor Rawlinson, yourself, I believe, and the councillor for the north of the railway line about the traffic on the Malden Road.
That's actually item 20.
Yeah, but if the gentleman wants
If you want to ask any questions or add anything to that particular item, Councillor Rawlinson will be dealing with it later. But please, outline your issues.
My issue, basically, is the speed of the traffic. I had an incident with my daughter crossing the road with two children in a buggy and a car basically hardly stopping and beeping his horn, which made me analyse the situation a bit more, and there are no pedestrian crossings on the Malden Road to get to the other side. There are, for example, my daughter has to go all the way to the Marsh Primary, not the primary school, the St Mary's Primary School. Yeah? So she has to cross the road. Many people who are residents have to cross the road, and there are no pedestrian crossings. There are children who are going to school who use the back entrance. The back entrance is where the buses have a circular path. So rather than walking all the way around, they come through the back entrance. These children cross the road. And in crossing the road, you know, they have to pick the right time to cross. And it is dangerous. The speed generally is a 30 mile an hour limit. As somebody said to me, the limit is 30 if there are street lights and buildings with roofs. Yeah? And the traffic is, you know, I've caught motorcycles doing 80 miles an hour, and traffic is often speeding at 60 miles an hour. Yeah? There are no speed signs to tell people what they should do. The first sign as you come from the Southminster Road onto the Malden Road is 500 metres in, and then it's obscured by a tree.
Can I just ask members if we think item 20, the Malden Road proposal, because I know Councillor Rawlinson has done quite a lot of work on this. Would you like to bring that forward?
I'm quite happy to pull that forward.
Can we vote on bringing that item forward then, please?
Yes.
Right. Councillor Rawlinson, would you like to take up this particular?
I will. First and foremost, I must apologise for the inconvenience immediately to the first day now that I got to the office. But I was actually trying to look at some stuff to come back to you with facts and figures, to be honest. I did send out a document, and it shows some potential crossing areas where that's between Maple Way and King Edward Avenue, which would, if we could look at doing a crossing somewhere within that vicinity. Now with the David Wilson development just further up the road, you've got more and more children now, young adults, whatever you want to, and we're looking to try and cross that road at some point. Now, there was a thing, I'll be quite honest, I think about a week after I had contact on Facebook from the police from their webpage saying that they'd actually caught somebody speeding on that road, and when they actually stopped them, he was also over the drink driving it. So we've got two whammies in one lucky hit in a way. I've then approached a gentleman called Adam Pike, who is the head of road police in Essex Police. He put me onto a lady called Sam Wright, who has told some stats. And from the beginning of January to about a week ago, there'd been 32 tickets for speeding and careless driving issues within the Burnham area. So I've looked and I've spoken to the council of Stamp to take a proposal forward to try and get a form of crossing put in that falls under the local highway panel, which comes under Mulwin. We would have to, there is a form to fill out. And to be fair, anybody can fill that out, it's not down to the council. What you do require is an Essex County councillor to sign it. That is the only thing that we need to do. Now, Councillor Stamp has kindly sent me the form. I did try and fill it out, but I need to do it on my laptop. Do I do it on my phone? I just wasn't going to work. I need to print it off and sort it out. So I haven't filled it out, but I have got the form. So I propose that as a council, we support a proposal to start the ball rolling in at least filling out this form and going to stage one. The stage one would be basically the local highways panel will do an investigation, they will do some horrendous maths, come up with an equation, and then if it passes that level, it goes to the next level, and so on and so forth. There's 8 levels before you would get to it.
So,
the timescale is, however, and the cost factor is anywhere between $30,000 to $200,000.
So, can I just, what will happen is if we fill in this form, it will go towards the local highways panel, who will organise a feasibility study. Now, we have to get a crossing, we have to qualify for certain numbers which they will measure. Yeah. We then have to go through a financial statement which would justify the... So we can start the ball rolling, but it's still quite a complicated process.
Basically, they do a study, and they look at it, and they work out score, and it is PV squared over 0.2 times 10 to the power of 8.
The first process. Can we just go back a stage? I think there was a zooms-around in the council when we got the crossing on Church Road, the Ormiston. It took a long, long time to get there.
Yes, it did.
And there was all sorts of issues, obstacles put in the way, and that was funded by the wind farm when the wind farm was being developed. Yes. What you've got to be realistic about is the cost. Now, I can remember, it's when... the elections were not the last one, the ones before, so that's how long ago it was. And they gave a figure of 125,000, and that was of me constantly ringing up. He was around, wasn't he, Councillor Calver?
Yeah.
A guy called Thomas Ing, who worked for Essex Highways at the time. And it was only when we seriously challenged, and I would actually ask that the resident and residents group or whoever else is in favour of supporting the resident actually starts to put some letters together as well to support the council to take it forward, because it's all right putting a form into the local highways panel, it has to be funded. Yeah, at the moment there is some money in the highways panel, but Essex County Council are looking to change that. So even if it goes through to the next stage, and please don't say what you want, because if you say what you want, you won't get it. They will send a group of people around and they will look at the situation. This council, I can remember bringing a proposal to this council that was a year ago, I think it's when Councillor Bell was the mayor, because I actually asked for 2 crossings. One was on the Maldon Road, if members remember, and one was on Station Road, and the mayor said she wouldn't support the one on Station Road, but Maldon Road, and I think it's in the minutes that we were supposed to start the process there. Because it's not just the youngsters, no disrespect, we've got a lot of elderly people who have buggies, they can't get across that road, there's no slopes to get down. If they come out of Springfield, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Mayor, then how can they cross the road when the bus stop to go to Maldon is on the opposite side of the road? So when you fill in the form, Councillor Rawlinson, put it down that it's for the children as well, and it's for elderly, disabled. The increase in traffic is substantial. I live on the Maldon Road, so I hear exactly what you say. I don't think it's any faster than what it's ever gone though, and I will say that because I've lived there a long time, but they still do speed. But also this council has also signed an SLA with Truecam and Malden District Council to start patrolling and doing some speed in there, which will help you, because that will give the justification of the figures as well.
The police, as you say on Facebook, did actually say they'd put a speed camera handheld, but that's generally not going to stop the speed of the traffic. On that incident, there was two people who were stopped, and one of them blew his bag at the station, and for alcohol he was clean then. Yeah. But you need speed reduction signs, although there is none in the first
Councilor,
500 metres.
Councillor Wilson, can you hold on? Councillor Rawlinson, I was actually Highways right before Councillor Rawlinson, and I do believe that we do have sufficient speed.
There's 10 sets of inflated bolts.
The roundels, it appears, yes, to get
10
on
sets
person.
All the way down, yeah. Been down and actually checked in county.
Mm.
You've also got
the flashing
bolt, so that's 11 sets plus. So there is, unfortunately, you can't force people to drive at that speed. All you can do is put...
But it is clearly signed.
It is clearly signed. I do think there's a couple that maybe we need to look at getting some...
In the first 500 metres, there is nothing. Yeah, and that's as you turn off the Southminster Road onto the Malden Road. Yeah.
But you're coming from a 30-mile-an-hour limit. I'm saying where you're coming from.
People do come off that Southminster Road. It's a wide, open road. They just guess down. It's like the TT races on the weekend.
Well, can I just... We are going to support a proposal of the local highways panel. I think the point Councillor Stamp was trying to make is that highways don't actually like requests for specific solutions. What they like is problems, because they say they are better problem solvers than we are.
Mm-hmm.
So if the problem is that people are having problems crossing the Southminster Road because of the speed of the traffic... Sorry, the Malden Road... That is the proposal we should put to the local highways panel, rather than a simple request for a crossing. Councillor Wilson.
So you said the wind tunnel fund is part of the government. So could we not speak to some of the developers on Malden Road about helping to fund if we need to?
Well, you can. Council can
do anything you like.
No, it's just
the Section 106 agreements have already been agreed, and some of the Section 106 payments have already been made.
Right.
And I don't recall anything in there for. Don't forget, there is Section 106 money for the junction. That's being looked at. The junction at the bottom of the Malden Road, Church Road Station. That is being looked at, where the frame tree is.
But I think the issue to start with is whether we meet the criteria and the formula for a crossing at all. Funding it is a separate issue. So what we can say is that we will start the ball rolling by applying to the local highways panel for a solution to the issues of pedestrians crossing Malden Road.
I can also make a suggestion. Start a petition. Just start a petition. And you can either bring it here, we can go by here, or I can take it by as an Essex County Council. Whatever you want to do, but sometimes that can work. The amount of petitions now that are being put forward at Essex County Council on the six-weekly basis, and that can often help. But it's up to you, that's a suggestion.
We will take every step that we possibly can within the powers of Burnham Town Council, and I can assure you that.
Can I just ask one question? Councillor Stamp, is there precedent for Section 106 agreements to be shifted to a different project? You know, so if we said actually the crossing was a better idea than the junction, could they shift the money?
No, we have problems with the pavilion because of that. Okay. Once it's earmarked, that's it.
You can lose it as well. Mm.
You
can.
You better ask other people to help fund it.
Yeah.
I think if that's what the resident says, if there's a need and it's a health and safety issue, and you can prove it's a health and safety issue, then you've got more chance of it happening. But we know, Councillor Calvert, it's very difficult to get anything from highways in Burnham on Crack. So that's why I suggested... A petition of some description.
Is it actually worth approaching Ormiston as well? Because it's actually affecting the funerals.
When we got the one on from RES, it was a mere school mum who got it.
Mm.
It had nothing to do with the schools. Nobody else did support it.
So the first thing to do is to apply to the local highways panel for a feasibility study of whether we meet the criteria for a council. That's for crossing. Whether we meet the criteria for a council is a different matter.
If you can get it in, sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Chair, if you can get it in ASAP, because the local highways panel next meeting has been delayed, and I've sort of kicked up to say, you know, we've got important things, so if you can get that in, I'll get that onto that agenda.
So
otherwise it's 3 months later.
Are you reassured that we're doing as much as we can as the council to back your issues?
I think we should also be asking the council to put speed signs up to make people aware of what the speed is.
When you say speed signs, do you mean flashing signs?
The flashing signs will be even better.
Well, they're about £125,000 and the council has to pay for them themselves because the policy's changed at Essex Highways and the Grove. So if this council wanted to do that, a lot of councils and parish councils are now, they're called SIDs. A lot of them are now sharing them so you can move them around. So if this council chooses fit to want to talk to all the parishes in the Denji and think about purchasing one, you buy them and you move it.
There is a flashing sign already
there is a flashing sign, but it's approved that after three months, nobody takes a blind notice.
There's only one as you come in from the Ostend.
That's right.
But there are repeated signs repeating the speed limit.
It took us about 5 years.
But not in the first 500 metres, there are nothing.
It took about 5 years to get the painting on the road. Seriously. Do you remember Ken Harris?
Yes, I do very much then.
We can try.
Permanent speed camera would really reduce.
We don't qualify for a speed camera. That's an issue that people keep bringing up, but we do not qualify. Perhaps the approach to the local highways panel could include a reference to the fact that speed signage has been queried. We would like some way of improving crossing for pedestrians on the Malden Road, and some way in which it could. The speed limit could be made clearer. Is that right? Okay. Sorry, does that clear the issue as far as we at Burnham Town Council can manage?
Yes. Yeah. At the end of the day, the objective is to slow the traffic.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Rawlinson. I know you put a lot of work into this particular issue. So, with that on. Item 6 concluded, which has brought forward item 20 as well. Can we move on to the Town Clerk's report? Item 7, please. Which I believe the Town Clerk has notes for.
I think I can excuse myself from this meeting.
Please do.
So there's some events going on around the Malden area. On the 8th of July, which is a Friday, between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. at the Promenade Park, there is the... Quest Queen's Baton. So there's 10 baton bearers are going to be running down to the live statue, and there's lots of things, entertainment, health and wellbeing activities, and it's all free. So that's on the 8th of July, which is a Friday. Then we've also got on the 31st of August, Burnham is going to be having a 999 day. That's being organised with the community engagement team at Malden District Council and various services. And they're going to also be doing free bike marking. So that's another nice one. And the other one that we've got coming, the success of the vegan market at the Promenade Park earlier on in the year, I think it was around March time. It's now going to be again in September, and there are free pitches for businesses. If you're vegan related,
that cuts you out, Councillor Kelsey.
I thought about you first, and then I thought about bacon sandwiches.
No, no.
Sorry?
Berries and
bacon.
So,
yeah. And that's.
Thank you. I noticed nobody's mentioned the Jackson 5 eating at the chip shop.
That was great, wasn't it? Two of them, wasn't it?
It was two tavern.
Was it?
Two tavern. He didn't actually like the concert that he should have been performing at. He was taking a film.
What? Oh. Mm.
But he'd sobered up enough to get to the chip shop.
I don't know.
Right.
I think
what, Johnny Frost?
Yeah, oh, yes. Burnham's been on the map. But I think if that concludes the Town Clerk's report, diary dates, Town Calendar. Luckily, we now have a print of the Town Calendar. which I understand is revised by changing the colours.
Yes, we will be. And
we will be changing the
colours. Some more colours.
Will you circulate that?
Yeah. Now, what I would say is, obviously, a lot of you have been around a lot longer than I have, and I know we had issues last year with, and I didn't do the calendar last year, that it wasn't up to the standards that we wanted it presented. So if I have, I've tried to copy this one from 2019, because I figured that was when we had some normality. So if there is anything that is missing, or you don't feel it needs to be on there, or you want something on there, please can you let me know, please?
Well, we can do it now, can't we, to get the dates? Because I can't remember what we agreed last time. I thought the last day for summer recess was Friday the 22nd, so it starts on Monday the 25th, and we're back again. First counts, first back at day work is the 5th of September.
Yeah, it was the same as
his
own,
yeah.
Same 6 weeks holiday,
yeah, that's good. So that can go on, Joe.
Yeah.
You can't find me, I'm sure, wasn't it?
Where you've got blank yellow spaces, is that just the accident? You couldn't remember the colour?
I couldn't
remember.
Yeah, that's fine. Councillor Wilson should probably answer it then. I've got my notes. Okay, so, and I don't mind if you wanted to move item 14.
Well, yes, also, if people would like to agree to the moving of item 14, which actually affect the town calendar. Can we vote on moving item 14 forward?
Yeah,
thank you. This is really to cover what we might call a return to normal. We normally have two events, which are the civic reception and the civic awards. The two are separate. Normally, what's happened in the past is the civic awards reception has taken place at Ormiston and is for recognition of local people's contribution to the town, and the civic reception service has been held with invitations to the great and the good, the Lord Lieutenant and people such as that. It was cancelled in the last couple of years because of COVID, but it took place, I think, under Councillor Stamp, civic reception. And I suggest that we should look at restoring the two separate events.
Agreed.
Yep. Now, to propose we also have a town carol service. Do we need a small working party to look at how we do the dates for the civic reception service and civic awards evening?
No, it's down to you, Mr. Mayor.
Down to me. What I will do, I'll make an announcement about the civic reception service. I'm unhappy with the way it's been organised in the past, in so much as it's a job lot. You come to the service, you get the dinner. And I have a feeling that that's a little bit too much like the Victorian Lady Bountiful saying, if you come to the civic service, you get a free lunch. I would like to propose that we do it differently, that we invite the judges together to provide a service, but that we offer people who we invite the choice of coming to both the service and the dinner, and just the dinner. I think that would be, I would feel happier with that, because it makes it less, there are certain people who certainly, I mean, like the previous mayor, would not cross the bounds of any church whatsoever, but who we would like to see and we would like to entertain. So if members are happy with that approach, then I suggest that that's what I would like the council to do.
Second, don't I? Okay. Mr. Mayor, it's your choice. When you're the mayor, what I don't want here to stop is, because when I know I changed it as the mayor, it caused a bit of a ruction. But it is in your remit,
yeah.
Mr. Mayor. You can do what you want while you're the mayor.
That's what I would like to do. I would like to have a civic reception and a service, but the two could be separated so that people who don't feel comfortable with a church service don't have to do it to get their free sit-down dinner.
I think that's nice.
Mm. Right?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
On the same day?
Yes, it follows it.
Yeah,
well,
what you do is you turn up at the...
Yeah, no, I know what it's called. I just wanted to confirm that we're talking about the same date. Yeah. For both.
Well, no, we're talking about the civic service followed by a dinner.
Yes.
But you don't have to go to the civic service to
yep.
get a free dinner.
Thank you.
We're also talking about the civic awards, which are for the people
separate
of Burnham, which
yeah,
is a separate
yeah.
event.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're happy for sort of myself and perhaps the Deputy Mayor to discuss with the Town Clerk how we plan to do that, and ask ask, for example, if we've got existing lists.
There are lists.
I know, but they need updating, and I will make sure that councils get the chance to do that.
So, do you want to set a date in the calendar?
I'd rather look at the calendar with you,
okay.
Separate from the meeting.
So
okay.
Civic
calls? Yeah, we'll do that separately.
Okay.
Well, says perhaps Councillor Monk and I will sit down with you. Are you free this Friday?
Yeah.
Right, so if we saw you Friday morning.
We've got staff in at
9 o'clock.
Sorry,
9:45. So we'll turn up afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, I'll turn up afterwards because Councillor Monk is involved.
Yeah.
11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Right, I'll see you at 11 o'clock. Right, now, because we're out of bottle of that, let's see how we do.
So, are we okay for the Sunday
18th
of December from the town council?
Oh, well, yes, I'm happy with that. Councillor Cole?
I would say, normally that is on the first Sunday of December, is when we've done it in the past. That's quite late. That's normally when we switch on the Christmas tree, is it not?
This is the carol service in St Mary's.
Oh, okay.
It's lovely. Not many councillors normally go over there, but it's a really good sing song.
It's great.
Right. Thank you, Councillor Gold.
So we can
have right.
On to the carol here.
Yes, yes we can. Right, it brings us on, I think, to item 9, coordinators' reports, to receive the coordinators' report. General purposes, Councillor Stamp.
I can't think what I've done, to be fair, but what I'd like to say and reaffirm is just the actual payment processes as a general purposes coordinator. I do not make the decisions on how much we spend alone, because no councillor can. It gets delegated to me, and things like the photocopier and looking at contracts and things like that gets delegated to me, but it goes with the town clerk. And if any of you write to me and say, can I buy some litter picks or whatever, I will generally say, yes, I'm sure you can, but I need to pass it by the clerk. Now, you cannot make decisions to spend money unless it goes by the town clerk and or me. And I always message Jo regardlessly, and I think she'll back me up on that. I do not say that you can spend any money or whatever unless it goes through the clerk first. So can I just make sure that everybody understands that process? And if you've got quotes to get, you know the thing, you get your 3 quotes and it goes that way. So I just wanted to reaffirm that process.
I think that's understood, and thank you for the work you've been doing.
Thank you. Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
Councillor Rawlinson, you've already done part of your Iris report, but I think there are also a couple of other items, potholes and the state of the key as well. Well, you have pictures of the key.
Providence bins.
Well, yeah, that's okay. Providence car park bins.
And I potholes.
You did the report on potholes.
Potholes.
Which we could seem to me that we couldn't do an awful lot about, but you itemised and drew attention to the problem very successfully.
I will come to that in a minute and what actually got to it. I did a follow up to Providence Road. And the issue of all the rubbish in the bins being left out and complaints we had from the resident. So I arranged a meeting with James Stevens from MDC, myself and Councillor Stamp, and Emily Freeman and Ben Nichols, both contract supervisors from Suez, to sort of see what could be done. And when we got there, there were actually been a couple of bins there that had got rubbish in them, and James Stevens decided to have a little rummage.
Mm.
And it was decided that they wouldn't, and this was a Tuesday morning, so it was actually collection day. But they got on the phone and were told to not collect those 2 bins, but in actual fact, they collected them and took them away on the Wednesday morning for further investigation. Because it's quite evident that it wasn't separated waste, it was a combination of food, tins, bottles, all sorts. It had the desired effect that MDC wanted, because later on that day a resident phoned in and said, my bin's gone missing, can I have an urn on please? And it was then they talked through the process of what shouldn't be done, etc, etc. And it came to light that, as I think you've raised, Councillor Gallagher in the past, sorry, Mr Mayor, in the past, that there are a couple of properties that don't actually have back access, and what they were doing was dragging their bin through the house. So MD certainly have said, we'll give you a nice bin, we'll keep it in your back garden, and we will collect up to 4 rubbish bags from your front doorstep every Tuesday morning. So that's where we are with that one. The recommendation from them was not to promote leaving bins by sign, so I will amend my proposal as we get nearer time after the process. Have you had anything back, Joe, from contractors? Any pipes?
I've got one.
Got one, you should ask for it.
I've only got one.
Right, okay. So is that the recommendation? Because I was originally sending that proposal that might try and make an announce underneath the sign for the bins, but if we're not going to do that, then their recommendation is not, because of potential fly tipping and extra issues
right,
coming
yeah.
on. So that's NDC's and Sue's recommendation that we don't. So I would propose that we actually adopt that.
I agree, it's a really good reason. It's a good
it
reason.
Is, yeah.
I,
no,
think
no,
that was, I think it's a very thorough examination
yeah.
of the problem,
mm-hmm.
a very sensible
good
solution.
Job.
Thank you.
It was good to do a bit of working with everybody on that one, to be honest.
And it was highlighted there about the hedge, wasn't it?
It was, because we've had all the recycling bins removed now. The textiles one's gone now as well. But Councillor Donnelly's been keeping updated with an issue with bottoms being left. And we sort of, I did speak to the council about that, and they said, well, we'll monitor it and see what happens. I did request that maybe they would send a letter out just to remind people to use blue bins, and if they hadn't got them, to sort of let the council know they'd provide more. NDC have decided not to do that at the moment. I'll monitor the situation. That's the latest update I had from Jane last week when I chased it. But they did identify that maybe having the hedges there actually acts as a screen, so it makes it easy for people to dump the stuff. Now, I'm not keen on nipping out anything like hedge grow, and we certainly can't do anything at the moment because I believe we've actually got nesting birds in there. But I think we need to, when the time is right, look at what we do there, whether we take that hedge out and put something a bit lower. So you still got something for the wildlife to shelter in, but doesn't actually screen the car park as well as it does at the moment. Secondly, it also causes some problems with actual vision of the roads and then seeing what's not just cars but pedestrians also. So I think we need to look at that and look at trying to trim that back anyway when we can. The crossing proposal. I'd like at this point to make a proposal that we actually don't go ahead with that opening of that quite at the moment, because I know there's been a technical issue with one. I sent out all the stuff for quotation and I got about two and a half weeks after I sent it out, I actually got a bounce back notification to say it was undeliverable to the person's email. I phoned them, the email address is fine, and we cannot work out why it was bounced back, but it was. So he gave me another email address, which I then sent stuff on to, and he was going to try and get it done, but obviously he had it, well, I assume he has.
Well, we've done the best we can, and we are where we are.
Yeah, so I was suggesting maybe we leave that one until the next meeting.
So,
and
you go
and
right
hopefully,
right.
by then, we'll have all three back, assuming all three are coming back.
Councillor Stone.
Could I also ask to go back to Providence? I think it's been highlighted to me recently, and I wondered how this council will feel. Don't forget, we put a proposal for CCTV cameras in. Not at Providence, but down the town and everything, and that was agreed, and it's supposed to put earmark reserves for it. I was wondering, because we may, and it's only if the council agrees and Councillor Rawlinson as well, I think we should maybe look at re-quoting, you're going to hate me for this because I've not spoke to you about it, to put some sort of cabling in when the resurfacing is being done. So cabling, electrical cable, that could most probably be used in the future, but either possibly CCTV, machines, something in the future. So
when you say cabling, you mean electrical supply?
That's it.
Not data cabling.
No.
Right.
Electrical supply.
You just want ducting to be able to run cable.
That's it. Something like that to make it.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here, because I'm saying what you're saying, but you've got that wooden fence that runs all the way around,
mm-hmm.
so there's no reason why you couldn't.
If you attach it outside, it can be a very easy hijack. If you're digging under, it's better to put things under the tunnel.
Yeah, I don't know, they're going down that loop.
Well, Cass has got to agree. It's only I was speaking to somebody about possible antisocial behaviour, and they raised that concern to me the other day.
Where would we pick the power supply?
I don't know. I'm just suggesting.
I'm happy at this point to try and have a look to see where we could.
If we're spending $30,000 on what we think on that surfacing, I think we need to do it once and do it properly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I will say, network power, very friendly and easy to deal with. You can give them the postcode and they'll tell you how much to put new supply there.
It's like a new house, isn't it? Building a new house.
Yeah.
Can we just get a quote, Mr. Mayor, and see? And bring it to the council.
If Councillor Rawlinson is happy to take it on.
Sorry, I didn't speak to you.
We're making no further decision, but we're looking at an option.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's pointless doing it and looking at the you spend a good money. So
exactly.
It makes sense to get it.
Although it may be simple for network power to simply provide a power solution. I just want British Gas, and the utilities dig up the same thing 2 weeks running, so it would be quite possible that they could rig it without serving
those
cars.
Sorry, I can't see any longer with my eyes there, but I just turned
around.
The
dark's on.
Oh, Councillor Donnelly.
I just wanted a question, so I can't remember. Is there going to be somewhere for motorbikes to chain themselves to? Because since we've removed the bins, a motorbike has started parking right near the now exposed sign and leaving his big heavy chain there, and it's only today I've seen somebody trip over it, because when the bike's not there and the big heavy chain, which is quite grey and blends in quite well to the floor,
yeah.
You just trip right over it.
It is something that when we actually get to the stage where we've got to decide exactly how many bays, disabled bays, where they're going to go, etc. So have a motorcycle bay so that they are parked and get two or three bikes in there and they're done. I spoke to him briefly before we came in, and I've seen the motorbike there,
yeah.
With black cups.
Yeah, but when he's
so
not there,
sure that one.
I'd imagine
the
chain just gets
the plan
left.
Is that the actual little bit of fence that sticks out into the car park that's sort of separated where the textile bins are, that will come out because it's rotten anyway. So that's got to come out. I'm looking to see how we can get around that problem with chains.
I appreciate people probably want to chain them because they're expensive, but leaving the chain, when the bike's there, it's not an issue. When he hasn't got the bike there and he's leaving the chain on the ground, crossing to the street side, it's just not possible.
I will bring it to Gary as far as I could, which is going to be probably
name.
Oh,
yeah,
I'll
drive.
I might bring it to his attention just so he can just keep an eye and see.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing that he would take. If he saw him do it, he'd take it one side and sort of explain it, and that would be a great thing to do. People could trip over it, etc.
And we need to put signage up if it's in our car park.
If he comes back, at least we can sort of say, right, well, we can sign that, and we say, no, you can't do that. As for the pothole report, Councillor Stamp comes in. I've had a request from the carnival committee about getting potholes repaired because of the area they use for the carnival and performers and stuff. And obviously, wanting potholes done. So, not knowing the exact extent, I got up at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning and took the tape measure down the road and all the roads were empty. And so, obviously, getting run over so much. And I measured the potholes, I photographed them, and I actually referenced them by. What three words? He probably knows it. It's like it's just a map where you need 2 feet to 3 square metres to get an idea of where they were. I did the report and sent it to Councillor Stanley, who then came back and said, can you have measurements for the size of the depth, not the size, but the depth of the holes? And I have to say, at this point, I haven't got a chance to go back and do it, but I will.
Essex County Council will not touch. I looked at these and I thought,
I've
got no chance.
I've got to be honest, I don't a couple. There is a drain that's been really poorly repaired around it, and it's a square, and it does actually dip and then go up, and then the drain's sticking up a little bit as well. So you've got sort of
raised iron work.
It's sort of raised. It's not. It's actually flat with the main home surface. It's the bit of repair around it is.
It's probably when I did the resurfacing years back when I scaffolded it.
How often do they do the resurfacing? Because when they last did it, they didn't go down the high street that far, did they? They did up to Coronation.
I don't know.
It was only about 3 years ago, because I remember the traffic
congestion. They'll only do it when they see the need and if they've got money. It's not planned.
Oh, it's not planned in any way.
No, planned cyclical maintenance.
They've got the money.
Because when you see the pictures like this, you think, oh, for goodness sake, resurface the whole road.
Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, you need a bit of a statement. I did go along with KUR, right, Mr. Mayor, and took a photo of that horrendous brickwork and the way it's all. But it was just an accident waiting to happen.
We saw an accident there.
We did.
Duncan and I literally saw an accident. There was a kid on a bike.
Yes.
We was at the beach road and the kid hit the brick.
Councillor Stan.
I'd like to propose something or suggest something through you, Mr. Mayor, because when I was Mayor, I wanted us to work closely with Essex County Council for us to contribute with this council to replace that brickwork. So we had our own little handy person who would go and put the red brick in, cement it in, and it wasn't well received at the time from the council. They wouldn't agree to it. They turned around and said it's that double taxation, which it maybe is, and it's right. But you are not going to get Essex County Council to repair. All they're going to do is put the black tarmac, and it looks awful. And the state of Archaea, I was talking to somebody today about it, and I'm embarrassed about the state of Archaea. Mm. And the person said to me, oh, me and my wife came down the other day and we thought how beautiful it was. He said, you obviously see it and see how bad a state it is in now to what it was. But I think we should work towards or think about over the next few months as councillors, if we've got any money spare, if not for next year, think about working with Essex County Council and say, look, if we agree to do some minor repairs, would you sign up? Because normally they will sue you. If you do something that they don't agree, they will actually come after you. So if you fill a pothole in and you haven't got permission, they will sue you. So I think it's better if you actually work with them and we agree, you may be talking about $2,000 to actually tart it up a little bit and make it a bit safer. You're never going to stop the undulations because that's the thing.
I think that's a good point. I think what we need to do is if we to take that forward, I think it's a good suggestion that we should spend any money we have, if we have any. We'd need to look at what we can do and what would actually we'd be able to do economically and also without making things worse, because if we repair part of it, do we then become liable if it collapses later on?
And this is why you have to start the conversation with Essex County Council and you agree the liability or if they still have the liability. Because don't forget, we own some of it, Malden owns some of it, and Essex owns some of it, and the Highways Agency owns some of it.
I've not been able to find out exactly. No, we won't go there. But we do know that Essex County Council are responsible for maintenance.
Can I just make a couple of comments? Because I think that's a good suggestion too. I look at the quay every day, I live there. And Councillor Rawlinson, you took great photos of where some of the problems are. There's also, as you know, problems up on King's Wharf where it's deteriorated totally. The other thing we know as residents there is that when that was constructed, it's only on soil. There's no foundation, so that's why it collapses.
Yeah.
So it's a very serious issue for Essex to deal with. And how do we stand, though? Or how do they stand when somebody trips up and sues them, which could be imminent? As you say, accidents are happening, and more accidents will happen.
I had a conversation with somebody from Essex County Council that was actually looking at a paving slab outside newsagent. And I thought, because she was there, what are you doing? Or whatever. And they basically were reacting to a climb where somebody fell over and cut themselves. An elderly lady. Mm-hmm. But their attitude was, it doesn't meet the criteria to repair it, so we'll just play the climb. To be honest,
It's cheaper to pay the compensation than to do a repair.
Yeah.
Councillor Stamp, are you suggesting, would you like to put forward a proposal that we examine the state of the quay and identify areas that we can repair?
My proposal is, can we start consultation and dialogue with Essex County Council regarding the quay and us doing some minor repairs not accepting the liability? I'll put a member's requesting. I can just do it as an Essex County Councillor,
right.
Do a little bit of spiel.
Quite happy
the liaison with council.
Yeah, I'm quite happy to
the
only
issue I would bring up is the railings by the Belvedere, where we've had no success whatsoever.
So our ownership.
We wrote a letter, didn't we?
We wrote to the managing agents of the Belvedere, and they've claimed flatly
that it's not theirs.
But they also say that they've consulted their deeds, and that we can't prove that it's them anyway, because we thought they were just lying, quite frankly. And try to evade responsibility, but apparently their deeds show that their responsibility ends by the wall, and the wall is not theirs.
The railings?
Sorry?
The railings, the black railings.
The black railings that are loose.
Mm-hmm. That would normally be the people who own that land. It wouldn't be Essex County Council.
No, I don't think it's
well, that's where the Belvedere claim they don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor.
Are those railings consistent with the ones next door at the Royal Bellamy? The same style, same look?
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
Because if they are the same, then someone has obviously done that at some stage, including the sailing club. Now, your next move would be to the sailing club. Where does your land finish? Where do your deeds lie? Because if theirs says the same, that no, it stops at the wall, the railings aren't ours, then...
Nobody's going to argue sick,
Councillor.
No, the point is that it's actually quite dangerous. And I have a feeling that if we were to sort of flag that more forcefully to Essex County Council.
Right.
If
send an email and I'll forward it on to members' inquiries and say, can you look into it seriously?
Would it help if we took pictures of it and supported those two? So if I take on board to do the pictures and to write to you, okay, I'll do that.
But if they say it isn't theirs, then why has the gate got a sign on it saying for residents use only, or there's steps going up to it?
Because you're going.
And there's a gate there.
Because you're going into the
gate. If they must own the gate,
then who owns the gate? Because they'd have to have permission to put that sign on the gate. If it doesn't belong to them, they'd have to get permission from
the highway. If you're from the boundaries this year, there probably could be something by land registry to speak out.
Yeah, but they claim that the land registry entry says that they don't own it.
Yeah, but can they prove that?
Yeah, the land registry entry. Well, we can write again and ask them. Take it up with the land registry.
We need to find out from the land registry, basically. Because anyone can say, oh yeah, the land registry says we'll prove it.
The land registry won't highlight if you've got railings.
No, but they'll distinguish where the boundaries.
They will give the boundaries.
But if they're still disputing that the railings are not theirs. So we voted them earlier on in the year, didn't we?
Yeah.
But if Councillor Stamp can do the members' inquiry, then it then becomes if they check it out and they say, no, it's definitely not ours.
Because
it must be theirs.
Essex County Council, whoever owns that part of the quay, can say, no, ours entered the end of the brickwork.
Exactly.
That belongs to you.
So I think the first port of call might be through Essex County Council.
Right, and I will take that on board to send you photographs and a written statement of the problem. Which I think brings us on to... Well, no. Well, I just wanted to say thank you, Councillor Robinson.
Yeah.
It's very impressive, the work you've done, and thank you very much. Environment. Councillor Carter.
There's quite a lot of needs for me, so I might just summarise the key...
I think you might summarise the things where you need a decision from us to spend money.
Exactly. Just with regard to allotments, there's invoices still outstanding, but that's on the May monthly payments list, so hopefully we will approve that today. They're still asking around the barrister and the registry.
Can I just come back to you on that? Two things. Could I actually ask, and I'm being a little bit blunt, I don't normally, but you've done it further down, could I ask that you refer to me as Councillor Stamp at the top? You've put Wendy.
Oh, okay.
If that's okay. Yeah. Because you've put me in the context of Keith Lomax, the secretary. And what I'd like to say is that I didn't update Keith Lomax because I hadn't updated the council. And generally I always update the council first before I update any other group that I'm sort of on, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So we will... Yeah, I know you are. I
heard from me. So, are you going to do that at this meeting?
Yes,
no, no, yeah, I'll think that, that's good. Where are we? Tesco seem to have tidied up, but I don't know how long that will last for. Storage shed I brought up at last meeting for the Burnham Green Spaces equipment. I have rechecked, and as I thought, the metal container is not used by the council handyman. Sorts located on pallets, and any excess is stored in the council shed at the allotment, so there is adequate space. So it's up to members whether they feel that, propose that I can have a box in the yard for that.
I second that.
Do we know how much it's going to cost?
I've got the box, it's just I'm moving.
Oh, right.
So I will not have the space for it in my house anymore.
So you're suggesting you donate a bin which we put in the yard?
It's a box, yeah.
A weatherproof box.
Yeah.
Second.
Well, if members are happy then, I think we should. It's fine.
Yeah, another thing that comes up all the time from residents is around rubbish and dog waste. So I'm just proposing that I sort of carry out an assessment of the current bins and see where further bins are needed. Members are happy that I...
Yeah, that's brilliant. Especially dog waste, because there are certain areas where I feel like...
Have we not done that before?
I thought we'd done it.
Yeah, but there's not an adequate amount. We've got a bigger population now.
What do you deem as adequate, though? I guess
for example, if you look later on, there's an area between Station Road and Shearwater Close, which I've been up there 3 times now.
You mean the one that runs between...
The footpath, yeah.
Yeah.
And there isn't a bin there, and then definitely... One's been burnt out at the country park in 2 places, it's not been replaced. You see one at the caravan park.
The problem with the walkway through to Shearwater Close, in fact, I used to live at 57 Station Road and that abuts the property, is that it's now desperately overgrown. And in fact, a previous councillor, Councillor Wood, has abandoned his bungalow and everything is growing over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't cut it because of the birds, is that correct? But we can organise...
We have spoken to Essex County Council, they've been notified and it is on their list to be done.
Right.
Can I just say, I've had complaints from residents recently about the overgrown nature of that footpath.
Yes.
I think
it's full of
causing a lot of problems.
No,
I think Jamie's got probably happened in that area as well. Jamie's put on...
It is on their system, and they said within the next couple of weeks they will.
But Matt Wilson used to have what he called the Rangers, didn't he? So regardless of Essex County Council, Matt Wilson can send a man with a chopper.
It's Joe Paul at Morton District Council. He's the person's contact.
Well, I mean, Essex said that it's on their list, so. It's a footpath.
Councillor Stamp.
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned about the bins. I think. Fine, do your survey, but there is a cost implication. Everything's changed now. Before, we used to get them through MDC, and then it would go on the Appleton's contract to empty it. It's not just a case of putting bins. You've got to man it, empty it. It's a workload on the van, the person who's doing it, and I think it could be an additional charge. So I think you need to be careful. My immediate response would be to actually look at, instead of having more bins, unless you can prove that you want the bins and there is a big necessity, I think we should be looking at trying to get more bins in the town for recycling, to try and actually move forward. Instead of just putting bins down that you could have the dog mess or the black bin putting in, we should be looking at the future proof as well.
In that,
and the dog mess bins, yeah, you've mentioned two that have burnt out. Just send an email to Joe and get him hold of and what they're not responding.
Yeah, the ones on the park belong to Morgan District Council.
That's right.
So they should
stop
be cleaned in the water. They should be replaced in those. Also, with regards to the dog waste bins, so there is only a certain distance, you're probably aware of it, that Appletons can actually travel with the dog waste.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the legalities of this is that you cannot put everyday rubbish into a dog waste bin. Mm-hmm. It's illegal.
That's right.
But you can put dog waste into a black bin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know,
the bit
I mentioned earlier from Station Road all the way to Richfield, you didn't have either, and it is a real problem.
We don't have one on the Marvel Road there.
They
took it away.
Well, can I suggest that you make some suggestions for the next meeting of where the bins ought to be, and we examine the financial and legal implications and the possible changes to bin mix in the town anyway.
And also with regards to houses or properties that are unkept and overgrown, the community engagement team, we forward the details. As long as they can do a street scene walk by, then mm-hmm. they will come back and give you active information whether they can act on it or not and speak to the landowner.
Can I just check a question, Diane? Did you say the ones that are burnt out, they automatically get replaced? Do they if it's on the system?
They're showing up on the system in the Morden district, but it's been absolutely months, so I don't know whether you
can. Can you email me and I'll speak to Carol and James Dickens?
Yeah, because I got an email because I'm doing some bins for another person.
Yeah,
I don't know why they sent it to me, somewhere else. Yeah.
And the diseased tree on Worcester Green, we don't have a retained tree surveyor as a council, so I'd like to propose that we get three quotes for the removal of the one tree and the others to be inspected because they are diseased.
Please, Councillor Stanley.
Yeah, I don't understand. It says we don't have retained tree surveyor. We had a company, and I can't remember who
did
it was.
Did a three-year survey.
Exactly. So that would be the person who did the... If there was, I can't remember the name. Three years ago. It'll be on the server.
It's all right,
we've had one. We've had one.
Well, somebody would have to find it for me, please, because I go to the office, it can't be found on the server. And then another month.
There's got to be a bill. There will be a bill. It will be in the financial account somewhere. That it was. I can't remember how much it cost at the time.
It cost quite a lot of money.
It did.
Because that predicted.
Was it Nala? Because it was somebody that.
I'm not sure, but it predicted forward the life of the trees and the remedial action that was likely to be needed.
It was about 3 years ago, because it's when all the laws changed.
Clay Bush at Essex Park. Your computer's still on
the
screen,
but they just keep billing us.
Actually, Essex are, but no longer in business.
Mm-hmm. And they bill us individually for work rather than on a contract now. Because they quoted on contract.
No,
it was just an understanding that they did it for the first, they did all our trees, and then we put it on that they would contact us 3 years later to do the rest. That's what it should have done.
There's
no contract.
Come in the most expensive. They've come in more expensive
than everything. Well, but there's Mr. Garwood at Essex County Council. I know after in my other council we used Essex R, and then Richard, who's our contractor, he said that Megan, his daughter, works at Essex County Council in the tree or wherever department, and Essex County Council can actually come out and assist us with it.
Diane's got that. Cancer Carter's got a new company. Then just put the quote there.
We got three. We can use the same three that we got last time for the tree outside.
Yeah. We are certain that the trees belong to us. Right. Okay.
Yes. Mayor, and your planting at the train station. Is there an update? Anything happening with that?
Not as far as the mayor's concerned.
No.
Okay. Get under our guy.
Burnham and Bloom, have Taylor Wimpey been informed that we're going to hold it next year?
I've asked Julie to come.
Just starting back on that, I do remember when I was previously mayor doing something with a primary school, but as far as I'm aware, nothing's been arranged, nothing's been scheduled.
No, I mean, I know Councillor Bell was speaking about doing it, and so there's nothing.
Well, I've certainly not taken it forward.
Councillor Bell used to send the letters out, so she'd send the letters and contact the primary school and the... what's the school halfway down next to the funeral? That one. And they used to do it. So you had the primary school, preschools.
Yeah.
And they
did.
The letter went out.
Planters, but is that something you're intending to do?
Not as yet. But it doesn't mean I won't be doing it. But I just don't know the format, the procedure. I mean, if it's down to the mayor to write out...
It's usually the environment coordinator.
Right, if the environment coordinator can look at what we've done in the past and progress that, I'll turn up with the chain when required.
Okay, well, I did say at the last meeting that at the moment I don't have time to do an extra project, but we're coming on to the station in a moment.
Right.
So DCAF, they've now tidied and planted the bed and handed it back to us, the town council. So just to request that we could send them a thank you letter, and also to Christina and Peter Cranky, and, you know, it's up for grabs really what happens with that now.
Brian, could you email me who you'd like to be thanked, please?
Yeah, so just so council know, they're no longer, there'll be no one looking after them.
So are you going to make a proposal we add it to Skippers?
It depends on your plans, what you've got for the bench. You're going to do some stuff.
It will take ages, so if you want to, if you want to increase some of the areas, Councillor Carter and Skippers, they'll just come back with an interim price. And if there's any other areas you see, that's by all means ask them to quote, and then we'll just agree at council until the next. Because then you can, you're more into it, and you know if you want to change anything for the next contract.
Councillor Munford.
Can I just go back to the Burnham in Bloom thing? Because that was the thing that Carol Milton used to do with Ormiston years ago, wasn't it? And all the hanging baskets, fabulous stuff. It would be a shame if we weren't doing it. So what's the normal timing of that, though? Because we're into June already.
It's too late.
We're not doing it this
year. Because of the Jubilee, we were going to defer it till next year.
Okay, so we're talking about next year, aren't we? Yeah,
just making sure that Taylor can know that.
Yeah.
And just on the station adoption, basically when I met with them in January, I made it very clear that we wouldn't start an adopters group until the embankment was dealt with, and it still hasn't happened. And now a member of Greater Anglia is saying that I should just do the beds. And I said, well, does that mean we'll only be responsible for the beds and the plants? As you say, no. And so we've just kind of reached a stalemate, really, because I just think the embankment is huge. And it's not something that's safe for volunteers. And I made that really clear back in January when I met them, and we're now in June.
I think it's historically difficult because the council have always done it with volunteers. So it sounds to me, I think Councillor Carter might need the mayor's backing when she speaks to the them again, because they're obviously very strong, because they were when I met them about the.
Yeah.
Session has leaked, and I think some support might need to be given to her.
Well, if you let me know what's going on, when you need support, and in what form.
If I copy you into the emails, I've put it back to them at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not happy starting a group until the embankment is clear, which was our original agreement.
But historically, we've been responsible for the planters.
For both, the embankment, but.
And the embankment.
Yes, Councillor Bell advised me not to start any work until they'd actually done carried out the works on the embankment. Because
the work on the embankment you want them to carry out is safety work?
It really needs a good sorting out and cutting back and made safe so we can go on there.
And then volunteers, because we used to have a team of volunteers run by Sheila Nutt.
We don't have those anymore.
We don't,
I mean, it would be completely starting from scratch. So that's why I said to them that I'm not prepared to start doing that until you've done the work.
But we had no statutory or contractual obligation previously. It was all done by amateurs.
Volunteers.
Yes.
Volunteers, not amateurs.
Unpaid
they
people.
They wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
There's been a long history of Greater Anglia Railscape not carrying out their side of the bargain, basically.
But are you suggesting that we reinstate the volunteer labour?
No, I would be responsible for getting volunteers like I do for the litter pick.
But
I'm not.
All you're asking is that they make. Are we asking, therefore, that Greater Anglia just tidy it up for the sake of appearances?
Well, I've met with them and they promised all this stuff and then it's just not happening.
But what do we actually want them to do?
Take ownership.
That's very different.
No,
they won't do that. They won't. They said it's all or nothing, basically. But I said it's not safe, so they've agreed to get cut back, to put tiered sections in, and make it safe for people to be up there. It's on a slope.
I'm still a bit confused.
I think what's being asked of you is to put pressure on Greater Anglian Railscape to deliver what they promised Councillor Carter they were going
or
to deliver.
Just,
in other words, with
yeah.
the Mayor's signature at the bottom.
Yeah, or just that members are happy to support me in, you know, continuing.
Well, you mean you have a agreed programme of works which they're just not doing?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, then
now they're trying to sidestep and get us just to do the bedding, the plants on the station, which involves the children's...
Well, that's a separate issue.
No, it's not, though. It's not a separate issue. It's all together. They won't separate them. We have it all, basically.
Well, then, in that case, I think there's planters... Much as we'd like to do it, it means that we're taking on a much greater obligation if we take on the lot.
No. We're happy to do that. If they do
but we haven't got the volunteer labour to do it anymore.
No, but, okay. In January, I met with them. Basically, it's my remit to get a group of volunteers, like I have for the litter pick, which I'm able to do that, but I'm saying I'm not prepared to do that until you do the work that you promised.
So
do I have to count?
Can I just summarise? If we can get Greater Anglia to make it safe to your to your satisfaction, you will then organise volunteers who will look after the station embankment. We can then take on responsibility for the planters as well, which is the mayor's job done normally with the schools.
Well, they just do one small part of it, really, but throughout the year it would be other people looking after
right.
it.
So really, the sequence is Greater Anglia get their act together, we then take it over. But you find a team of volunteer labour.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, this is fairly straightforward. Right, Councillor Wilson first, then Councillor Donnelly.
If we've always done it, why are we suddenly asking them to do it? I don't understand.
No, we're not. Basically, they've been promising for years and years that they would sort this out, and they never come and do what they've said they're going to do.
But we said that we've already done it. So
yeah.
That was you've been in lockdown for 2 years,
but
so you've got 2 years of growth. I mean, I think maybe you should go and have a look at it and see why it's not safe for volunteers.
I just don't understand why we're asking them to do it if we've always done it. So I don't.
I think what Councillor Carter's saying is that when it's in a certain state of safety, we can do the cosmetics.
Yeah. We should just be
but
there.
It's not safe for volunteers to work.
With all due respect, isn't that not our fault for letting it get like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, we've had
yeah.
Right, Councillor Donnelly.
Sorry, I just wanted to say, are the other station adopters who we never helped with, but Councillor Bell and myself, because they were completely independent, they had their own contract, are they asking the same, or are they still doing it? And the other issue I can see is when you take it on as all of the station or nothing of the station. That's a fairly standard with the rail company because of the perks they give you for doing it. You've got your free rail travel for being a station adopter, which obviously, I mean, you never used it. Your councillor don't have the tickets and nobody ever took them out.
No,
but
basically,
you know,
it hasn't been done for 3 to 4 years, and Councillor Bell said to me that she'd been having the same disputes prior to lockdown, that they were due to come out, just major cutting back. There's huge trees there. You cannot expect volunteers to cut down the trees. It's not like how it used to be. They need to clear areas.
We've done it,
haven't we?
Yeah.
Where we've gone
yeah,
in and cut
the trees. I'm the most risk assessment, worried person there is. But all of the volunteers used to be quite happy when I'd see, you know, myself and Vanessa, the younger members, would get in there and do things. No, they've always done it.
I've done it, part of that group. And the risk assessment now is saying it's so overgrown, there's weeds, there's nettles, there's big high trees. It's not like... And it was before. This is 4 years
I do
now.
Have to get the train a couple of times a week. I do see the station very regularly, but I don't think, my understanding of the way it was, obviously, you know, after stationed up for a while, is you're not going to get them to break it down. We can ask all we like. They do sometimes come in and do a little bit of remedial work, but you're not going to get them
well,
to completely separate.
I'm not
happy
it's
a job
continuing to adopt the station then, because there's no point having meetings where they agree things time and time again.
Councillor Coles, you had a point.
Is there any contract or anything to this?
No.
It's just, what's it, just verbal?
It's you literally adopt the station as a volunteer, so my name's on it and Councillor Bell.
You've had a contract, because another person has a contract. Councillor Bell had the contract on behalf of the council, and another gentleman in town had his own contract, and there was he never attended with us. We didn't attend with him. But we only said
we would adopt if they did the remedial work.
I think this whole thing is getting a little.
We're making it far too complicated.
You can't re-adopt. You can re-adopt.
Well, you can actually, because Councillor Bell.
Why are we making this so complicated?
Hang on. One at a time, please.
Diane Carter wants a bit of support from the Mayor to get the Greater Anglia Railscape to do what they promised to do. Simple. That's what.
But I think that the issue is what happens going forward. It's not so much a matter of me writing and saying, oi, come and cut down the trees.
No, I just would like members to support me in what was agreed when Wendy was at a meeting in January. You weren't in on that bit.
No,
we met with them on that day, and we clearly agreed.
But I think the point is, we can support you as much as we like, but if nothing still happens, we're still where we are. What do we want to do? I mean, do we want to pay a contractor to?
We won't be allowed to. Because
you're not allowed to touch it.
Right.
Joe's got a thing.
We've got a handyman and we're advertising for a town hall.
We wouldn't be allowed because it's not handyman.
You can't just go on it. It is complicated. I do see what Councillor Carter's saying.
You're not assisting Diane.
If we can send volunteers
volunteer.
On.
So if I volunteer to go up there and hack it all back, I won't get in trouble.
Because it's not handyman.
You can prove if Councillor Carter's there.
Because I've got a problem.
But it's actually then going to put in sort of
you know what they're saying that they do.
Steps, so it makes it
is,
safe.
I mean, look at the rail companies at the minute; they're falling to pieces. They're not worried about gardens.
No,
they're not.
As horrible as it sounds, and if it says legally they're obliged to do such and such, then we've got to stand the ground. But if it means a case of that we pour a load of petrol on it, but
they won't do it. Well, they salted it, and then they're due to come back.
So we have a standoff. We won't go on it until they do some work. They won't do some work, no matter how much the council gives you support.
Well, they say they will. They keep promising.
Well, then let's try a letter and say, will you please deliver what you promised to do? The council has asked, you know, I will write as the mayor, you know, give you the support you need. If we get nowhere, we're still where we are.
Do you want to help this? Because I agree with this.
Everybody would have to help on this. It's a huge, huge job on
it's not just turning up once a month.
We stand
with
human excrement.
No, I mean to the point where we can get it cleared.
It's
so it's
disgusting. It is bad.
So it's.
You need like chainsaws, literally.
That heavy strip finally fell over the blooming railings.
Well, could we not organise it so we can get a price together to hire the equipment to do it? Or
well, what we're
have
saying,
contractor?
I think,
well, no, not contractor. But
I think the difficulty is if we take it on, we're committed.
I'm kind of agreeing. Why don't we walk away? Why do we need to do this?
Because it'll be an absolute mess, like that, what they've left it before.
And it's been great in the past.
Is there any paperwork anywhere for this?
Yeah, I've got a doctor's agreement, which Vanessa and myself have co-signed, because I said it was best if you...
Can we have a look at it? Like, when send it to me, or see if there's anything in it that gives us a grand scale, we'll know.
Can we report back at the next meeting? In the meantime, I will send a letter on your behalf to the people involved saying, would they please get their finger out? But
do not have the time that it takes to manage that piece of land. As it stands now.
But what about if we get it cleared first, then we can cross the bridge of getting the volunteers together.
Absolutely. That's
right.
Really
okay. We've got an action point on that. Let's move forward. I made a note from your report that you were asking that we pay for your mileage, and we also remove dead ivy at the library site.
Oh, sorry. As before, really, it's about, because obviously I use my personal vehicle for litter picking, and whether I can claim mileage for that.
Can't you use the council van?
But then I have to come down and get it.
But it's got to say, until the lockbox is here,
then
she was going to use the council van once the box was all here with all the equipment.
With all due respect, isn't that the same as all of us? Like, when we have to come to committee meetings, like, I have to come here once a week for staffing, do I pay petrol for that? I don't personally.
I do it a lot more than...
What, once a week?
No.
But
I
will also say...
I come here once a week, so should I pay mileage for that?
No,
for that this time, right now.
I will say that that vehicle obviously, I mean, where do you take it, to the tip, or does it go to a certain location and stuff?
I take it wherever we're litter picking, with the litter pickers in the van.
No, I mean, it's in the afterwards, the bags of the rubbish. What would you do with it after that?
They're in the park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you insured?
Oh, not this again.
Yeah, I know. Well,
don't be serious.
Let's bottom it out, Councillor Coles.
I mean, her vehicle is commercial, so being insured for commercial use.
Not through the council.
No.
Okay. Well, once the box is moved, I'm happy to use the vehicle. But at the moment, for the last, since January.
So let's get the box moved and that solves the problem.
I still think that she should be paid for some mileage.
It doesn't matter. Obviously.
I don't think that's fair. Because no one said before, please use the van. And back in January, no one said that. So personally, I think it should be. At least get something for it. It's volunteers, her time. Fuel's ridiculously expensive, but I think it should be paid.
Honestly. Thank you for your support.
Gives up her free time. Go and get a bit of fuel money back.
I have a feeling that we are slightly opening a can of worms if you use it on council business. But let's move on. What about the dead ivy at the library sign?
Yeah, a resident has complained about the sign outside the library. While the ivy's been killed, there's still dead ivy all around the top, and said it doesn't look, you know, very good. So, propose that we possibly get some quotes to get that removed.
I was going to say, does ivy dig its way into things and then it can cause damage if you just bring
it
off?
But you chop the stems at the ground level and then it dies off.
It got its way into the woodwork, so if you start putting it away, will it damage the...
It was chopped ages ago, this time last year, to make it die.
The handyman
won't go up that
high. Yeah, that was the problem. The handyman wouldn't climb the ladder to remove it. This has been on the agenda for about 18 months.
Can we ask Skippers to do it?
If somebody comes with me, me and Vanessa did it last time.
I'll come with
and the litter picker and grab it off.
Okay, so anything further, Councillor Gardner?
No, that's it. So now you want me to update you on your allotments, Councillor, don't you, Councillor?
Oh, I wasn't sure if you could do that.
I don't think there's another agenda item. Mr Mayor, if we can just... I think there was a few little bits left. Julie's got a huge, huge pile to scan. She's got photocopies of records going back to 1986, receipt books where we can prove that we were paying, they were paying us rent and we were maintaining it. Julie, and this is what I'd like to say now, please do not ask Julie to do anything as councillors for the next while she's still here, because she's trying to close off everything she's doing before she eventually may leave. Just close your mouth, because he doesn't know. But it will be done.
You will do it.
Okay, fine.
So,
what's what?
We have... I
don't know about Julie. Well, no, it'll come up on the staff.
It's on the green paper. Can I just ask that? So the idea is that we furnish this to the barrister. We have a new barrister, Councillor Pinion.
We've got a new barrister.
Well, the solicitor is. Well, the old one died.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the new barrister. I think. Yes, he did. Yes, sorry.
And we're expecting it to be an open and shut case once that is given to the council. Right, thank you.
Wouldn't it be better to contract out the scanning so Julie isn't burdened by this?
Because no,
it's a nightmare.
Honestly,
you said hundreds of documents to scan.
No, we're not going to do hundreds. There's a pile like this.
Oh.
It will most probably take her a couple of days if she has just...
What you're saying is there's a considerable amount of work which Julie has been detailed to do, and you would rather that she did that than anything else.
Yes, because it's been going on for such a long time. So there you go.
Okay, does that conclude the environment? Right, health and wellbeing, Councillor Mumford.
Well, hopefully everybody's seen my report.
Yep.
The wellbeing plan and the resource list is on the website, and we're getting interesting feedback from people. So I think Councillor Stanbury and I will review the content and the way it's presented regularly. We want it to be a very user-friendly document at the moment. It's just a long list of text and resources. And I've already had some feedback from the school saying, let's make it user-friendly with speech bubbles and all that sort of thing, so we can work on that. The primary school's logo and strapline competition is underway. I think it might be put back a week or two, listening to St Mary's and Burnham Primary, but they're up for it, so that's good. We might get some logos from them, which would be great. The food bank, some of our working group actually volunteer at the food bank now and attend workshops organised by the CBS. And as you can see, churches together and CVS and the food bank itself are looking at a hub and spoke model, so with Southminster being the base and probably outlets being present in Burnham, so it makes it much easier and accessible for Burnham residents, so that's good news. Vaccination bus has visited Burnham. I've given you the stats, they only carried 30 vaccines each time, so that day it left early was because they ran out of vaccines, so it's not a victim of their own success. And lastly, our application to the Ride London Fund to try and get something underway around a feasibility study for the Southminster to Burnham cycle path. Unfortunately, that was turned down, but Simon King is looking closely at it and trying to redirect the idea. He's actually got an idea that he might be able to find some in-house people that could run a feasibility study for us, so fingers crossed he comes up with something.
Did they give you feedback?
Yeah.
Why? Why did they turn
Ride London didn't go past close enough.
But it's still in the district. Okay.
Can
I just warn Councillor Mumford of something that happened in the past when they had a food bank in Burnham and it wasn't well received by certain people? So I'm only warning you, it may happen, it may not
happen. It's not us, it's the churches.
Basically what they're trying to do in particular at the church is make it so it's not going in necessarily receiving to gain food.
There's a Facebook page for where I live and there's a guy, I can't remember the details, it's just one screenshot, and I didn't, he's been going into shops and getting basically end of day projects, I think.
It's called Too Good To Go.
So I don't know whether it's
worth you trying to make contact.
Yeah.
And
it's all fresh
and he delivers.
And they are looking for somebody to pick up from one stop for Ollie Up, because every time I log on to see if there's anything available, it tries to encourage me to go to one stop, but I'm not comfortable with collecting the food and having
the
main thing is with information like that, which is really valuable, is it'll go on our resource list. You know, we won't actually organise it. That's great.
I've not had any. We have. I was having a look see if there's anything on.
Yeah,
I was excuse for the rabbits.
Thank you for that.
You can always eat the rabbits. Councillor Mumford, does that complete the health and wellbeing report?
It does, and it sorts out the other item further on health 19.
Mr Chair, before we move on to Councillor Mumford, I think I've sent an email to you and the school lady about meeting with Councillor Ball, and I don't think I've anything back. If I have and I've missed it, please can you resend it to me, because he's chasing me to come here to meet with you all to start that feasibility study for the walkway and the cycle path from Southminster to Burnham to Southminster. You know, we had the meeting with Emma. I sent an email because I brought it for full council at Essex County Council, and I had a meeting with them at the school last week.
Councillor Ball wants to meet about the cycle path.
The cycle path and the footpath going from Burnham, because we've been pushing him, haven't we? I've certainly been pushing him since I'm Essex County Councillor. And you found that money, that funding.
Yeah, that's fine. It wasn't actually with the primary schools, it was with...
I thought the ladies...
It was with the cycle group.
Oh, well, which one?
From Southminster.
If you can send it, he wants to come, and if we can arrange some dates...
Great.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Moving on, I think we're on item 10, District Council's report.
I don't think I've got anything, to be fair. I'm trying to put just normal PG now.
Right, thank you, Councillor Stamp. Town Council representatives report. Can we go around the table? Starting with Councillor Held. Your representative, Councillor Carter. Councillor Donnelly.
I met with the Dengie 100 bus group users this morning. They had a coffee morning to try and... They want to try and encourage members. The way they're set up is their committee is built from an AGM by people voted on at the AGM. So they'd really like to push for membership right now so that when they come to AGM they can put lots of people onto their board. It seemed quite successful. We had a few old members return. We had some new people come along, leave their details. There was much raised about the fact we are still, although we've reduced the service now to hourly to compensate for the driver shortage, which suddenly manifested itself this year, they seem to not be able to run the buses. They did come along to complain she'd been stood on Malden High Street in the heat of the sun Monday week, the same bus that I was stood around waiting for that just got cancelled with no notice, and they didn't even put it on their Facebook. She wasn't on the app. But I am on Facebook, I am on Twitter, and they didn't even announce it wasn't running, it just didn't run. The other ladies sharing similar stories, being stranded in Malden and Chelmsford, so the hope is that we can go to first and find out what's going on. We also intend to ask, what is the plan for coming, you know, for putting back on the buses? Bus services were reduced because of the lack of drivers, so what is the plan to train drivers, to hire drivers, and when will we expect a reasonable service returning to town? Yeah, it was quite good. Lots of people coming to raise that. One person came along, raised that, also mentioned that they're not happy about the town contouring, but yeah, then that was quite a productive day, and hopefully by the time we meet again, maybe the bus group users will have more answers for people.
Right, thank you. Councillor Munford. Right. I've got reports. I went to a Burnham Week meeting. It's progressing normally. The cocktail party will take place as normal. There are a few. Sorry?
Carry on. I'll
you might want to bring something up. He was unsure where he could do it, and I'm just saying you might be able to bring it up now.
Right.
But after you finish.
Is this a report to do with Burnham Week? Or
I want to have a report. It's
right.
More of an ask, but
please. I mean, as far as things are concerned, Burnham Week is progressing as per normal. Entries will probably be a bit thin, but that's something that has been happening over the years.
I've had a discussion with someone from Burnham Week.
Yeah.
And to do with funding. Obviously, we've set aside £750 overall donation at the moment. I've spoken to them, and the fireworks alone are costing £2,500 this year. Obviously, this is something for the town that the town council doesn't really have to do much for, other than just there's a donation, the whole town get to enjoy it. I'd like to propose that we take £1,000 that we set aside for Key Day, as we already have £1,000 earmarked, and donate it towards the cost of the fireworks for Burnham Week, and for £1,000.
What's the process for doing that? We've had chats with the treasurer before on that particular issue, and we've said that we've allowed a certain amount of money in the budget this year for Burnham Week, and that's what we've always allowed for Burnham Week. They will still go ahead with the fireworks are already booked and paid for. If we want to look at that in future, I think that might be something we could look at, but at the moment we have a budget and a line item, and revisiting the budget to plug a gap in the fireworks.
I mean, I'd like to propose that we give the extra £1,000.
Do we have a seconder?
I think we've got the money. Obviously, I know if it means seconded from that, but at the moment, Key Day, I don't think the town council will be organising it just because of all the regulations.
I would be happy to second, but on the previous side that it's quite heavily advertised that we are doing this for the town, because I never knew before that we've put money towards it or anything like that. I don't think it's known that the council agree. The fireworks are brilliant. The kids love them. The whole town.
I'm sorry, I'm stepping on your toes with this, Bob.
No. The point is, I think we should examine what if we have £1,000, as we believe, for key day. I want to make sure we have adequate monies for the two council civic events that we have just agreed.
Sorry, I'm just going to.
I know it's not on the agenda. Yes.
Would be welcomed. Members can then debate it. And you know, you've obviously got a bit of a heads up and you can think about it between now and the next meeting. There's no definitive yes or no, but it might be that next year you want to make key day bigger and better. You're going to have a new selection of staff.
We don't do key day.
We support key day.
Yeah, that's why I think that we should give.
You've made your point, it's going on the agenda.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Agenda.
Cool.
Right. The cocktail party, we have an allocation so far anyway.
When is the cocktail party?
It'll be the Friday before the bank holiday night.
Okay. We'll debate it next time because there's pros and cons, isn't there?
So the cocktail party is the 26th of August.
Yeah. Right, the River Crouch Coastal Community Team, took part in a Zoom meeting. Again, it was not terribly relevant to Burnham. But the issue of the town steps was raised and pointed out that it's an important local amenity and tourist attraction. For example, you're less likely to do seal trips from the marina, so there's no passing trade. So it's actually quite an important part of coastal community trade. Councillor Rawlinson.
I think I better clear that. I'm keenly interested because the environment has to be involved. So I need to walk away from this.
Yeah,
all I'm reporting back is the fact that there was not also the Crouch Harbour Authority. There's complex. I went to the meeting. There's complex regulations governing the harbours, concerned about new regulations. But again, they were concerned about the town steps, and not good news from the Crouch Harbour Authority about their understanding of the repairs that were likely to happen. Both, however, the Coastal Community Team and the Crouch Harbour Authority stressed the problem that is happening of wild swimmers in the fairway. Now, swimmers are perfectly entitled to use the river, but just as pedestrians are entitled to use the road, which means taking various safety precautions, like towing a float. Now, there is this issue that is becoming more and more dangerous with boats, kayaks, canoes, lots of things using the river. More people using the river than before, and swimmers swimming without using floats. So that's just something to bring to the council's attention. Whether they will ask us to sort of put anything on the website, I'm not really sure, but that is becoming an issue. Councillor Stan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't understand what you're asking the council. Just an awareness, though.
It's just an awareness. Just an awareness that there is a growing problem in the Crouch, which the Crouch Harbour Authority and the River Crouch Coastal Community Team are concerned about, which is safety of swimmers. If they're not obeying the safety instructions, then there is likely to be it's a dangerous situation. I'm just bringing it to your attention.
But what can we do? It's never changed over the years. When my daughter used to swim, she saved two young lads because they got took away by the current many years ago.
There's a difference between the problem of the current, which is always
swimming in the sea, with all due respect.
People used to swim from the sailing club pontoon to private pontoon, which is great, that's no problem. What people are doing now is there's a growth in what they call wild swimming, where people swim right out in the river in the fairway, which is used by boats, power boats, motor boats, everything.
So have they got signage up, Mr. Mayor? Has the river got, have we got signage up anywhere?
There is no such signage. Approaches are being made to the swimming clubs, but I'm just bringing to your attention the fact that there is concern about this particular issue. I've had no request that we put signage up, but I have asked them to let us know what we can do to support their activities.
I'd be interested in what the members think, because until you put signage up or something, how are you going to stop it? No, it's not criticism.
It's
just for information, isn't it?
There are organised swimming clubs where their members do tow floats, but at the moment,
why don't they put a proposal to Maldon's and just put a great big sign or a couple of big signs up and something that says
you know, awareness or something.
Well, I'd be quite happy to suggest that we did that. But where would you put them?
I don't know. They'd
have to go on a buoy in the water and just sit there.
Or you put them.
And the trouble with signage on buoys, which I know from Burton Week, is it doesn't really last very long.
Oh, okay.
There is an issue of safety in the river, that's
okay,
why.
Councillor Donnelly, I
would just comment up. I'm surprised people are swimming because it was declared unsafe for swimming by the Environment Agency a little while ago, and then since then there's been a lot more sewage leaks because I stopped my children swimming in it after the Environment Agency declared it unsafe. I've monitored it since, you know, because my kids always ask to go out and swim in the river and I grew up swimming in the North Sea, but with the sewage flooding regularly, I can't believe anybody's putting themselves out there, and I'm wondering if they're even aware, you know, the risks involved.
There has been a change to the regulations regarding discharge of sewage. The water companies are no longer required to notify.
That's right.
But what they will do is, if we were to pay, for example, for sampling of the river to show it was unsafe, they will then take action if we pay for the sampling.
Would you like me to find out from the Crouch Harbour Authority what the cost of sampling the water would be?
I
will do that with no problem.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, can I just ask about the town steps, because I've had a lot of people bending my ear about when are they going to get repaired. Now, I know it could be a very long time, but I do think we somehow need to let the town know that we're onto it, we're pushing for it, we want it done yesterday.
Malden Council put a press release out last Friday, and myself has been working extremely hard to try and ensure that they know how important it is. There is a further issue, not just the insurance hasn't paid out. The loss adjusters, there's still some wrangling going on, and it doesn't look as though, well, I'll put it this way, a full proposal will be going to Malden District Council most probably at the earliest in October. It won't be done this year. It can't be done this year. If you look at the state of it, and also there is also a problem, which is why Councillor Rawlinson has declared an interest. It's not only the pontoon. There is a problem we've got to now. Malden District, is speaking to the Environment Agency, because there is a problem with when it was built in 1934 or 43. I might have got my numbers around the wrong way. 43. When it was to do with the wall. They're cracked. So it's not just a case of Malden Council building a new pontoon, because it needs a new pontoon. It's not repairable.
Just a moment. It's gone 9:30. Can I have? I'm proposing that we.
Yes.
Thank you.
Just make the point that it's obvious, isn't it, to townspeople, but they can't take the kids down crabbing as they normally do all summer, and the fact that the ferry is now going to the marina is very strange to people. They don't understand where to go.
You can't get
on your
tide, right? With the pontoon, you could crab any time of day.
The bottom line is, it's unsafe. Nobody should be using it. Don't forget, I know Malden Council are getting hammered for this. We got £50,000 approved to repair that before Storm Eunice did it. Mm. Now that was a massive thing to get £50,000 approved at Malden District Council.
And so it's still there, presumably, for the...
Oh, that'll be there, but obviously you're talking about a lot more now, because it will have to be. It's not repairable.
It's beyond economic repair, I think the statement said.
But they're also looking at getting funding from external sources, and as I said on Facebook, even when I feel the need, because I have been honest with Malden, and I've said to them, one particular officer, I know you think I'm really nice. He said, if you don't get this pontoon sorted and it doesn't go to council, you'll see that I'm not really nice, and I will get all the Burnham residents together to make sure that our voices are heard, that we need it replaced. And he said, point taken. So we're doing everything we can. Councillor Bell's helped me on this, as well as the district councillor, and we are meeting on a regular basis. But there are some things that are confidential. I put forward a local, what they call, pontoon builder. Somebody who could do it, which I think would be really good. So when they go through their procurement process, we've got somebody local, and I've also suggested they speak to our yacht club, the sailing clubs,
for their pontoons, so I'm really encouraging them to speak to everybody. Mm. I know that some of the crabbing is taking place from another pontoon, and okay, it's not ideal, and I thank that sailing club or yachting club for allowing them to do it. I don't want to mention it, because I don't know if I'm allowed to mention it, but if it comes out, I will ask this council to write to that club and thank them for allowing the kiddies to actually do it.
Some of the clubs, like I know the Broadburn, don't put a gate lock on, because it's insurance.
Yeah.
Mm. You can't have kids.
So you don't.
Yeah, that, don't
you? Yeah,
you
know.
You understand it. No,
you understand it. Absolutely.
It's a shame, but
it is, but you've got to lock it so that only members have the number and can't go through. You know, and I'll sit there on Sunday and the kids that use me.
But Shane, with all due respect, people have got to be realistic. If it's built, it won't be free at point of sale, so to speak. And this is where I think we as a town council need to actually look at possibly keeping, doing a deal with Malden and keeping it free for kiddies. That sort of thing, so we agree maybe to maintain it to a certain degree later on. But I think if Thistles want to use it, it's commercial. Mm-hmm. Nobody's got any money. You've got to move with the times. But that's just a conversation that I've had behind the scenes. It's not.
At this point, perhaps I can read it. I received an email which was forwarded to me from Jack Allen. Do you have a copy of this?
No.
Right. As part of the move from our COVID recovery Welcome Back to Work, you may have heard there are new government initiatives to fund and support places across the UK as part of the UK government's levelling up agenda. Over the next 3 years, Morden District will receive £1 million of funding as part of the Shared Prosperity Fund. It is intended to build pride in place, supporting high quality skills, training, employment and productivity growth, and increase life chances. Now, whether in fact the pontoon, which contributes to tourism, which actually improves employment, they're looking at it, and you also have a chance, if I forward it to people, you can make suggestions for more on how the money is used, and it may well be that we could suggest that it's used on the town steps.
And we've got up to level one, haven't we?
Yeah. But I will forward that link to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I think that concludes my reports. Oh yes, Carnival. That seems to be progressing normally. The number of floats is yet to be determined. Julie inquired whether they could use the council offices from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the day of the carnival itself. That was raised at the previous meeting, I think, by Councillor Carter. When I bottomed that out,
but
certainly the issue was raised. Anyway, I'm raising the issue now. They want to use the council offices. They want to use it from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. for dressing as a bottom of town base. They've done it before, and they want to use... I suggest it's okay, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know about the rest of the council, if we lock the clerk's office and Julie's office. A committee member will be present at all times. So they will be doing... They've used it before. They tell me that that's what they do.
They always use curtis oil in the past. I mean, I was...
What was this, sorry?
Curtis oil. This was used for the past few years. I mean, last time I joined the committee, about 7 years ago, and during that time, we'd never used the council offices.
Well, it's up to council whether we accede to their request or not. What do councillors feel?
Well, if the offices are locked and these boxes aren't present, I couldn't see a problem, but that's just my thought.
Well, I'm going to be a little bit controversial as normal. I don't mind them using it as long as it's left clean and tidy in the toilets. I know it sounds crass, the toilets aren't blocked. Sorry, but I know for
I think that's a very excellent point.
Yeah.
And I think if we do agree to do it, we should simply write to them saying, clean, tidy, statements left in.
Yeah.
Because if they do use it, it is an accessible toilet that people will be using. What do people? I mean,
agreed, conditional.
Yeah,
yeah.
On that.
So I can inform the council, the carnival committee.
Just leave it as you found it, please.
That we're happy as long as they guarantee us somebody that they pick up and return the key in an acceptable fashion, that they leave the place clean, tidy, and that the toilet's not blocked.
Yeah, I've got concerns about that being there now, though.
Well, they do say a member of the committee will be there all the time.
Can't block that in the butt in the office.
Yeah, I think so. That would be my concern.
That's another condition, then. We make sure that TV.
Well, we would lock the portable TV in the clerk's office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that that concludes my reports. Right, thank you, Stanley. Stanbury. Councillor Stanbury, do you know?
No.
Right, Councillor Wilson.
No.
Councillor Wilson. You missed your free lunch at the Crown Harbour.
Yeah, missed your free lunch.
Right.
Very meeting up and coming up, I believe, in the meeting at 7:30.
Yeah, it's in Wooden Ferris.
Yeah, we've got to talk to you about that.
Yeah, we'll go together, I think, yeah, it's a lot easier. Okay, so that's Town Council. Accounts and transfers of funds. Now, we all had three printouts.
Okay, so you all received the financial reports for April, May and June.
Yep.
Any questions?
On the April one, reimbursed B Calver mileage. Now, if we were to do that through the
your mayor's allowance.
Well, no, it was well before the mayor's allowance. I can't approve a payment myself on the. I can't sign a cheque either.
No.
How are you going to pay me?
Do we have petty cash?
I'll pay you. I'll authorise it.
Yeah, but don't we need two signatures? Have we not got it sorted out yet?
I can't change anything on internet banking. It's got to go through the club.
Yeah, that's okay then. That's the other problem I've got.
Can I just ask, so we're approving your mileage, but we're not approving Diane's mileage. What's the difference? Just out of interest.
Mine was a visit to the Royal Crouch Coastal Communities team in Rochford.
Yeah. On business, in other words.
Yeah.
I thought Diane Carter's was, Councillor Carter's was on business for the council, that's all. What's the difference?
Second that.
The difference is that there is a vehicle that could be used. That's the difference, and we've already moved on from that.
I think he has also, I think, Tim, you mentioned it a few weeks ago, that none of us actually knew that we could drive the vehicle. I didn't know there was an insurance.
I recall the discussion.
Litter picking and for moving. When we had the bigger vehicle, it was what the Carnival Committee and everybody borrowed. So I thought it was a well known thing that if you asked to use the vehicle,
It was the logistics, I remember, that it was to do with where the bits you needed were stored, and they were stored at your house, wasn't it? So it's actually that was the reason why you wanted to use your car. But I'm just raising a question. You know, I don't have the experience.
So at the moment, we've still got our handyman. Would that be beneficial to you, Councillor Carter, if he came and helped you move the storage box so that it was up here, so that then you've got access to the van?
I can speak to Barry, that would be helpful.
If we could get that done sooner rather than later, then everything's here, the van's.
I still think you should put in a retrospective mileage claim and still see what happens.
Well, to be fair, certainly I don't charge for mileage when I drive here.
Well, that's what I was saying, it's burning to burn, and that was my whole point. I'm driving
myself. When I come to meetings, I choose to walk, but when I choose to do a visit, I can't walk physically because of the amount of equipment I carry.
It's burning to burn still, isn't it?
It doesn't matter, I'm not going to argue with Catherine over it.
It's my fault, I raised it again.
I'm carrying out for the council.
So as far as we're concerned, I can still get my £25. But I won't authorise it myself. The only other query I had was on the June meeting. Denji Project Trust, 250 quid out of the mayor's allowance.
Yep, so that was.
I understood Councillor Bell was donating it to the
Citizens Advice.
Right.
Yeah, that was the remainder of it. The Denji Project Trust was. Do you remember when she spoke that she attended a dementia luncheon?
I remember what it was about, but she'd already, Councillor Bell had already donated all her mayor's allowance that was left from last year's to
That's
go
right.
to Citizens Advice. So when I saw this, because I didn't see this until
later. It's certainly
later.
Not coming out of this year's mayor's
No. And I don't see how it's been
authorised. Councillor Bell has written to the Project Trust to tell
well,
them to be
Well, I think that's Councillor Bell's problem, not ours. She donated all her remaining budget to the Citizens Advice Bureau.
Has that been paid? Has any of her donations been paid?
No, not yet. I think we need to go back and listen to the recording.
It was agreed.
It was advised
because we were all disputing it.
But I do also recall the dementia payment.
But that was after. That was after the meeting where it had been agreed. It's down to you guys, but the thing is, that's a resolution.
Let's check the recordings.
Don't
need
to check it, we all know and what we heard.
She spoke about it in our mayor's announcements.
Well, then we should have a record of it in the minutes if we have the minutes. However, it's certainly not being paid out this year's mayor's allowance.
No, you can't. I mean, the thing that it to help is ask somebody to put it under a grants and donation. That's the only way, and that so you don't upset them.
I'm not even sure what
the
Denji Project Trust is.
Oh, it's great.
It's
fantastic facilities.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's a really good cause, but to balance the books, just put it in as a grants and donation. That's the only way you can do it.
So we can't really pay it in the June.
No, just to come
so
out.
We'll have to come out this year. Okay, that's fine. The other thing I asked is 933 quid for gelato Italia. I presume that's the ice cream van at the picnic.
Okay, so
I questioned that and I thought,
oh,
we've got ice cream at the office.
So basically, I had gone back to Councillor Carles and asked him because I was aware that the event wasn't probably as.
Well, I was going to say, did we agree a flat fee with the guy for 1,000 ice creams?
Yes.
Even though about nothing like that number of kids actually got their ice creams?
Turned up or attended.
There was it was actually monitored, 139. So why are we paying for all that?
Okay, so I have gone back to them because I also went. And basically, I said, could you give us a breakdown of the tickets on the day? And they said the tickets on the day were approximately 280.
I've got the method.
Yeah.
Can I suggest that we don't pay this invoice till we get further clarification?
Okay, let me just carry on and read this to you. It says units sold on the day were 225 items which were paid for, which of course were 50 pence a unit cheaper than our standard events price based on the agreed discount structure below. We usually work at a price level 4 structure, so £1 per unit more. However, for Burnham events, always honoured a level 3 structure. This event, due to the agreed prepayment, I dropped it to level 2. I've attached our usual price level 3 event pricing structure and a price level 2 discounted structure offered on the day for reference. This will open in a work document. Price level 4 is again a 50 pence a unit more on the attached price list level 3 structure. So basically, if we'd had 200 ice creams with a flake or an ice lolly, it would have been £2.50 per head. If we'd had 400, it would have been £2 per head, 600, £1.70 per head, 800, £1.40 per head, or 1,000, £1.20 per head. I did go back to Kelvin and asked if we could have a breakdown, because obviously if we were say 800 ice creams and we was near, you could maybe question them, but as the temporary RFO and you guys as the custodians of this purse, it does raise concerns because we haven't been offered just a thought if we had been offered the surplus ice cream or the lollies, it could have been a publicity stunt with local schools, you know,
sports days
going forward as a gesture of goodwill from the council,
but
because it was a letter.
But from what you just read, it was 250 in ice cream. If the 250, that adds up roughly to the what they've invoiced us.
Without discounting.
So
if you had, if you've done 280 ice creams
at 250 a head.
At £2.50, it would be £700.
Which is,
so
yeah,
still be 420.
Right, okay. Did we agree a flat fee with the guy?
Yes. And it was put to council and it was agreed.
Was it a flat fee or a flat number of ice creams?
Flat fee and a flat number of ice creams.
It was I remember it being a maximum number. I don't remember any detail of any contract. To be discussed.
I think there has to be room for negotiation in this. You know, I can see that this guy would have been there with his ice cream van hoping for a much better return than he got, so he's wasting a lot of time that he could have been elsewhere selling ice creams. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, we didn't sell nearly as many, so that I think it's a bit unreasonable of him to want the full amount.
Can we
so
refer this
can't,
back to
can't
negotiation
we negotiate?
And take it off the June?
He said he wants his money, didn't he?
He's a small business, and I imagine cash flow is important. But
yeah.
I think our cash.
If he would give some sort of voucher in lieu or something, if something else, it's like a credit in.
For another minute.
Let me go back to him and speak to him.
If he could do something, even if it's 100 or 150 quid or two.
Because it'd sooner keep people happy,
yeah,
rather than.
Maybe the Christmas light switch on or something like that, and you can turn up with some ice cream.
Is this the same guy that came to the church?
Yeah.
Because he was straightforward, he came and gave cash immediately.
Yeah.
So
usually you charge them for coming.
Yeah.
And then we could have said.
It was because of things with NDC.
We didn't charge them for coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we can debate ice cream costs for a while. So we're going
to
take.
I think that ice cream's come to another little event.
So we're happy with the financial arrangements, except on June we're querying the Denji Project Trust and the ice cream bills, and we're not going to pay them in June. But we're happy for the rest of the items to be paid.
I think you've got to be careful with the ice cream man now, because if it is a small business, it's going to be another month. So you negotiate and delegate it to the clerk. If you can do 200 quid or 150 quid or something,
I think
that's
quite a sensible
suggestion. Part
payment.
Hmm. Okay, well, what about if
natural payment, just see.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if you can agree what you think is a fair price for the guy, then we'll have a delegated authority for the general purposes coordinator,
yeah,
and the town clerk to play it as a special item.
And if not, they can come to the next council meeting and we can invite 50 kids.
Yeah.
All an ice cream.
Right.
We didn't have the service. If you know, we were sat here and we had wasted all this ice cream and it had melted, then fair enough, because I've done that with museum events. We bought too much and you just got to suck at the cost. But if you didn't give us the chance to take the ice cream home, you know, as a council, probably we couldn't have, but we weren't offered that. We have paid for it, why should we pay?
That's
if,
what I see.
If we'd have taken it home and it had ruined, I'd be well up for paying what we were contracting
so
the guy to pay.
So there is a few options. He could discount,
yeah,
or if he wants that whole amount.
He owes us ice cream,
yeah,
again, our next
We need to buy some
Christmas
cream.
Can we leave that to council?
It's
not like,
can you
can
also turn around to the first aid and say, oh, can we pay less because 4,000 people didn't turn up?
That's not the same, because you can't take home a first aider's hour, but I over ordered cupcakes.
First aider's men.
I pay for them, but then I've got a wealth of cupcakes that I don't necessarily need, but you have your product you paid for.
As I say, I think they'd rather hinder any loss of business in the future than
right.
Cobble
over.
Do
we have a comparison of actual the budget for payments on the 6th of June 2022?
We haven't, because we haven't run over the year
that's
yet, so we can't.
And the bank reconciliation we would defer as well.
We're still waiting for the thing. Can I actually ask the town clerk, have you got these invoices for Malden District Council that is on the list? Because they weren't in the folder, that's why I've got copies. If they're in that folder, then you're not saying you should have included them.
No, I've only got reminders.
Right.
So I have yours, I left them. And there's also the van insurance on there as well.
But there is the same one for the station house, that the station house was paid.
That was paid.
So it's amazing that station house was paid, because they all come together.
Now, item 13.
Vehicle
Sorry,
vehicle
May and June.
Well, we've done
more.
Yeah, so we've got them.
Right, so item 13, the annual governance statement. Can we proceed with this?
Not at the moment. It's with the internal auditor, so we are going to have to call an EOM.
Right, okay. Well, when do you think we should call an EOM?
You don't know when you get from your auditor.
What? Okay, so what is the statutory requirements on this by which we have to submit the AGOM?
1st of July, wasn't it? I think,
yeah. Or we need to ask for extension.
So when do we need, we're getting close to the 1st of July. Are we going to apply for an extension?
I think you've got to put it, if we're not going to get it back, you're going to have to apply for it at the last minute. So yeah, just if we don't get it back and we can't get an AGM,
Five,
same
as normal.
Five to
3 days. So it's 21st now.
Well, you're going to have to apply for an extension.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if we apply for an extension, we're waiting for the internal audit report. Once we have that, we can employ an extraordinary general meeting.
But also, you've still got all the risk management, and you've got all those other things that accompany when it goes on.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe we could just have a go and just those bits.
I'll leave it to Joe. Joe's the clerk, but you've got to make sure that...
Well, obviously, yes, but I have to call the... EGM.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Christmas lights. Let's have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, reduce your budget by £5,000. That's a bit of fun, Bob.
Right.
The lights,
don't you? Yeah, the images, you said it with a quotation.
Well,
so, me and John met with Sam Wood from Gala Lights.
Hang on, I've got a phone here.
Can you see it? Sorry.
It's like the
shine. It'll be a paper clip.
When did you send
it? I should look, see if I still got it.
Quite a while ago that we met, wasn't it?
Had
a Christmas
lights.
You found it?
It'll be where I forwarded you something. Right hand edge, that's the one.
Okay.
Not that one.
Got that one, this one?
That one, I believe. That's the actual images. Show them the pictures before they see the price.
No, wrong way.
Don't pay attention to that quote, that's incorrect anyway. It was the other side, Joe, sorry.
Oh, come on, you two, get your act together.
that other quote was incorrect.
You'd be impressed.
Yeah. So. As it'll go upwards. So we don't own the bits on the left and right to have the icicles hanging down, but they can do the curtains that dangle in between the windows from basically the base of the actual
clock tower
with four motifs to choose from to hang behind the curtains. So these are the choices of the motifs that will hang. There'll be four of them for you to choose from, whether you want sort of two of the same but sort of staggered. And then if you scroll up, these are the choices for six columns, so six lampposts.
What's the bear got to do with
it? I don't know.
now I like the bear, isn't it?
But yes, so this is what it's come back with.
I thought we asked him for some other options as well.
And that's £10,000?
No, it's not £10,000.
Oh,
I'm
going
to say. No.
So how many lampposts are it?
Six.
And
so
is that all by the clock tower or something?
Yes.
Six lampposts in the town and the clock tower, without the bits on either side, the icicles on either side, is what we can answer.
Yeah, pretty much. It was the six lampposts in the vicinity of the clock tower, basically.
So that's the lights we're going to be getting. Have we got a price?
Yes.
Lovely.
So, for the six lampposts, and for the curtains on the clock tower, with the four motifs, is £5,225 plus VAT for the year. Obviously, this, I don't know if there's any discount if we agree. £5,225 plus VAT for the year.
Is that installation? Does that include installation?
Oh, this is based on a 3-year hire agreement. infrastructure, a one-off cost for the six lampposts of £2,100 plus VAT.
But that would do us in the future. That's a one-off
cost. It's a one-off cost. The stress testing, I had a quote from Lamps and Tubes in August last year. Unfortunately, they haven't come back to me in time for tonight's meeting, but I highly doubt it's changed much because it's just the stress testing.
Is that repeatable every year? The
Yes.
Stress changes every year.
Yeah. They quoted us £38 per lamp post.
That's just 1,800, 1,200 quid.
Yeah. Which obviously has to be done anyway.
Can I?
Go on.
So I had a couple of people come up to me last year after the lights got switched on and everything, complaining that there was nothing cut towards the co-op end of town. Is there a plan for that?
Over time, as it, people who go and ask for Christmas lights like I do, you buy a little bead each year, and unfortunately you can't do it all at once. Unless
do the six lampposts have to be in the same place?
If you want, otherwise it'll look weird. I mean, I've got the quote.
To be effective, they have to be together.
I've got the quote. If you want lampposts all the way out to the bridge.
No, I just mean like one here, one there.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had to be.
We were
going to
put it all in the same sort of place because you've got the tree, you've got the cocktail.
No, exactly.
And start off small because we did get the quote and it's over £20,000 to do all the lampposts from the clock tower all the way out to the bridge.
But what you then need to remember is that your engineers have a 3-year agreement.
Mm.
So whilst you might have the money this year and 50% of residents, it might be really well received, but 50% of residents really might not want it. So, what from my own experience is that if you start off with a smaller amount, then see how well received it is, then you can go back out, okay,
add to the budget.
How do we feel? Do we want to add to the budget? Do we want more lights next year?
But just think having it all in the same place might be a mistake. If the tree's there, then you've got the tree there, you've got the clock tower there, and then you can have the lamppost there.
If you concentrate it, it looks good. If you dot it about,
our
people will say,
our lampposts in this town are all over the place. They're not symmetrical, they're not one here, one on the opposite side. They are. It looks stupid. Honestly, it would look stupid if you put them on every single lamppost.
I'm not suggesting every single lamppost.
I'm just saying those six move elsewhere.
I think
if you're going from the clock tower down,
it's pretty much either side of the clock tower evenly. Up
to
the high street, to the key.
If that makes sense. So you're sort of going down.
This off that lamppost.
Okay.
Because a lot of the lampposts are actually attached to the buildings that you can't.
Yeah.
There's actually that post
attached
to.
I have a feeling, Councillor Wilson, people say, why wasn't there anything up the co-op end of the town? Say, we will be doing that in future. We're starting off with a basis.
The co-op can always put lights on their own building.
They've got the money.
It's all very well saying that we'll do it in the future, but then what we are doing in the future is putting more down the same end.
It will go that way up the town.
Yeah.
Trust me. It just takes time.
It's the same amount. So all you're asking really is delaying the cost, because you're still going to be paying that £3,000 or £5,000 a year, so you're still going to have to budget to increase the cost for it to go up the town. So if you think about it,
can we just clarify through the chair that it's 5,225 plus VAT per year for 3 years?
Yes.
So, as Councillor Stamp was saying, if you added on other streetlights later on, it would be that plus the cost of...
My understanding is we have a £10,000 budget for Christmas lights this year.
Yeah, so why don't you do a bit more with it then?
It's just because of time to get things done. That's all it was, because they need to know.
The £10,000 we were just mindful that, although the tree that was out here was vandalised, you might want some kind of different tree.
So there's a contingency left within the £10,000.
Yeah.
Obviously, I plan to earmark what's left for next year to then continue if we need more infrastructure and anything to move on and grow and grow and grow.
Do you, Mr. Mayor? We've always been criticised at this council. Residents have criticised us every year, no matter what we've done for lights. So rather than do it, if you can fix it, get some more in, we've got reserves. You can violate them out from the reserves to do a really good Christmas. It's after COVID,
everybody wants and expects us as a town council to do something decent rather than skim for the sake.
Can I?
So I would certainly support, if anybody wants to suggest environmenting out from reserves to our council budget as a one-off, crack it out. If you get it well received, just do it on a one-year contract.
I think, Mr Mayor, so
you can't even up there then with every blank place stress. Nobody can do it.
No, every contract that you enter into is 3 years or 5 years.
Councillor Stamp, can I just suggest that that's a good idea, that we sign up for the basis and Councillor Coles and the Town Clerk come up with an option that we can add on to it, we can buy the money. Are you saying that we have to commit to doing
it's
it every 3 years?
It's a 3-year commitment.
So we couldn't just bung them a couple of £1,000 this year to do something special?
Why don't we ask the question?
If we enter into that agreement, they'll be happy. If we want to add to it, just for this year, I'm sure they'll be more than happy.
Right.
But I need an answer tonight, otherwise we're having no Christmas lights.
Well, can I propose that we accept the basic quote that you've got with the format that you're suggesting,
yep.
But that we then get, that you then go back to the supplier and see what the options are if we were to chuck some more money into the pot.
How much is some more money? That's
three.
The answer I need. Here's an answer.
Five or ten. Have you looked at the power, so they've been in the clock tower to see, because you've got it right at the top. Before it wasn't right at the top.
No, he did have a look around. Has he been inside?
He hasn't been inside.
That concerns me.
There is the sockets on the outside, which are the 16 amp, 30 amp.
Well,
sockets.
That's logistics that we can check.
Yeah, well, they did last time.
So
based on that, through you, Mr. Mayor, why can't we send a letter to the residents who own the private premises, because we looked at this before when we had the other one, and see if we can put those icicle lights.
I have got the price for the icicles, if you want them, that's what they originally sent. Obviously the scissor lift is to be there for them to do them anyway.
Yeah.
2 seconds, and
that
will give you
nice.
The price.
If we could do, if that's the extra, the extra is what?
Oh, they're not there.
It's just getting permission. Somebody could hand deliver the letter or letters to everybody in there, because I've been around there before and knocked on doors.
Right, so the icicles were an extra £800. That includes insulation.
Right.
Plus
so
the battery.
Sure.
That's for the two.
Can I simplify by saying we take the basic package, we would like the £800 on the icicles if we can get the permission from the and we would like an extra quote, we'd like to know what they can do extra for another £5,000.
A different part of town.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Like post office type of way.
Yeah.
Mm. I think somewhere around the zebra crossing, just that end of town, I think needs something.
Mm.
Whether it's lampposts, I don't know what's possible. I just
you'd have to change it to lampposts to get lost up there. Just to say the weird
price for an elephant man.
Yeah,
I have an idea. Maybe
giant teddy bear.
No, what's that got to do with Christmas?
You
want Santa?
All right, giant Santa. You can get walk through Walpole if you want. It's
where are you going to take
outside? What's possible? Outside the co-op. Everyone seems to want anything outside the co-op.
I'm not saying that. I think the post office
Do we have time, Councillor Coles, for you to come back to the next meeting with a proposal for the extra money?
For the extras, I should be able to.
Right. Can we resolve that we? That's what the council wishes us to do.
Can I just say, it does say approximately 30 metres for the icicles, if we get permission from the residents. It says quantity of one. I don't know if that's for the whole lot.
Well,
it sounds cheap, so just do.
So assume that we will okay if it's two.
Thank you.
Right, okay. Christmas lights, I think we're moving on.
What designs do you want?
The walking stick and the Santa.
Around the clock tower?
Yeah.
Is that all agreed?
Hang on,
no,
it's a walking stick, it's the same as the leg.
It's a candy cane.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hang on, if you think about it, right, so what are you going to put on the lamppost?
I think snowman and Santa, because the other two are a bit strange.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
It's the same as the lamppost.
Yeah. I thought the snowman was a ghost.
Yeah. Right. The time of Halloween as well.
The elf looks a bit sinister, but he is an elf, whereas the snowman does look a bit...
Yeah, the elf does look elf-like, doesn't he?
Yeah, look at those ears. Am I just
either that or do you trust me and Joe enough to pick a design?
I would be happy to devolve that decision to
the
two of you.
Design,
right, Joe, that's with us. What about the ones on the clock tower?
I like the Santa hat.
I like the Santa hat
and the candy cane.
I don't like the candy cane.
I will say
it's
American.
The blue
candy
cane,
Jen.
The blue Santa hat.
The blue ball. Oh, the gingerbread man, I like that one.
The blue bauble will stand
out.
The thing is,
yeah,
that gingerbread,
yeah,
if the things are sort of white, a lot of them will get lost.
The gingerbread,
you have four blue baubles, very tasty.
Yeah,
nice. So, what do you want?
Four baubles.
It may not be sensible, but at least it's a decision.
I like it, yeah.
Four blue baubles.
Yeah,
or two baubles and two fats.
The others
are
messy.
Four baubles. I like it. It's an impact.
If Councillor Stamp likes it, we all like it.
No, Councillor Mulford suggested it.
Right, okay, come on, let's move on. Item 16, grants and donations.
This is what we're talking about at the start. This is the press release. So, as part of this, I thought it could be wise as a council to advertise more heavily that we're supporting the local communities and doing a press release on our new process for grants. So putting out Malden Burnham, focus, all different bits. So quite a simple summary. And just do a bit more advertising, what we're trying to do with the local community and the process for grants.
Can I ask you what you think the possibility of this getting published is? Because the press release is all right if you put them out. I don't see this as a great news story. I can certainly see that we need to publicise it, and
yeah.
I don't think it's much better done on the website.
So, so on the website as well, but also I think we should be advertising on Facebook, we should be telling local community groups, I think we should be telling the Focus, having articles in there, and I think it needs to be not.
If I may, something like the Focus will expect remuneration for advertising it, and that's going to lead into that grant.
But don't we have a bit for the council?
So I have 500 words every month.
Yeah.
I've got no objection to putting this in there, but I do think that I think a press release automatically you won't get things covered. I mean, we had difficulty getting the church picnic covered with pictures. Sorry?
There's ways that we can do it ourselves.
You've only got 3,100, and as soon as somebody sees it,
I think it's more about trying to improve the reputation of the council by people just knowing that it's there.
If you get loads of people and you say no by January or whatever, you've got no money, the reputation of the council's worse. So this usually the grants and donations go. It's only because of COVID.
I think signposting it to the website.
Yeah. And the notice board. Get one of your lovely posters
and
notice
when we do give money.
Yes.
Because that is not going to last very long.
And you should really be asking, if you're going to do that, you'd say, how would you feel about coming to the annual town meeting to explain how you have spent that money?
Yeah.
That's how you get it.
Absolutely. I just think it needs to be built on a bit.
Yeah, I agree, but not to pay for advertising.
I don't know. I just mean to pay for advertising. I just mean to try and get it out there a bit more.
So are we suggesting to put this onto the website and Bob to
part of my 500 words next month, I will add something.
Yeah. And you can do a nice poster because you're really good.
I can do a nice poster. Can I put it on social media?
Yeah, when it's been approved.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If this is
a
correct,
just
trying to make people
stop
moaning about us.
You'll never stop
moaning
about it.
Well, I know, but it's trying to get something out there, isn't it? A bit better.
Yeah. Which is commendable, but just...
Agreed. I'll email it to you. And then I'll send it to Mark to put on the website.
Yep. Okay, so...
No, and sorry, just... I'm not moaning, but as a point of order...
Right, of order, what reference? What standing order is it, madam?
You have no authority.
No. Just going forward, it is one of those things. You're going to have a new clerk, you're going to have new people coming in. please use them. Put it, you know, you've all been fantastic helping me to keep everything going, and Bob, and we've all bobbed along together, but your clerk is the person. If they don't know what's going on, they can't defend
you. You didn't know about this?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah,
you,
I was
you
say,
said
yeah,
to
yeah.
me about it,
yeah.
But it, basically, send everything to the clerk. The clerk
yeah.
then can keep it on the server, you know, and when you're called into a meeting and somebody says, where is it? You know exactly where it is.
Yeah, no,
so
I don't think
it's
more
right.
Yeah,
it's quarter past ten,
just
I think. Providence Car Park, Councillor Rawlinson, we dealt with that earlier. Okay, United Denture Council's done 19 with that earlier. Morgan Road proposals we did earlier. Councillor Stamp, item 21, summer swimming.
I don't know why it's come to me. I think members, we got an email from Suzanne from Southminster, and I think I'd like to propose that we do support it. There's an element in the budget, is it £2,100, and we get money back from it. It doesn't usually cost the council money, but it's great. We said we would do it. We didn't do it last year or the year before. The only problem we have got, members, is the actual counting and the picking up of the cash, because what normally happens is, depending on the staffing situation, they go over at the end of the week and collect the cash, and then it's put in the safe and then it's counted and bagged up. But I'm sure that's operational, and I'm sure volunteers, if you've been throughout the recess, it's only for 2 weeks, we can sort that out between
us. So your proposal, Councillor Stamp, is that we agree to this on the basis of the email which we will receive?
Yes.
I'll second it.
They only wanted 975.
I know, but it doesn't work out like that. It doesn't work out like that. We've got an agreed budget here. It could be better, it could be worse.
So
but
we're agreeing to... How much are we agreeing then? Sorry,
for the swimming, it's 2,600.
Oh, I see.
We put 2,600 in, and then depending on the receipts, you can never
get a certain amount back.
Receipts are.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that is approved. Thank you. Website, update from Councillor Wilson.
Yes, so I've been asking, so looking at what we've been doing and then asking for quotes from a few different companies. Now, I've not brought them to Council to decide from the quotes because I've got a proposal based on the expense of the quotes. So some of the quotes are coming at like £40 an hour, £60 an hour, and I believe, based on my experience of a website, that it probably needs at least 30 hours work done on it, which is a considerable expense. So my proposal, or my ask, I guess I don't know what it is, to Council will be over the recess, if I was to ask for authority for the passwords, then I would make the adaptions to the website, so everyone sort of putting in what they would like. So it would go down, so we'd mark it as, it wouldn't be a live website, we'd just mark it as a, so this is obviously during recess, as if you click on the website, it just come up under maintenance, due to recess or anything like that, and then I would do some work on it, share the link with everyone, before it then goes live again. And that's just to, not just to make it obviously legal, because we need to, you know, upload everything on there, but to make it more user-friendly, build more bits on there that we want.
So are you suggesting our normal website goes down?
For recess. Yeah.
No, I don't think we can allow that. It's a source of information.
Especially if we're in recess and the offices are open, it seems like that's when it's most.
Well, I mean, the other option is that it stays live, but then no one can sign off what I'm doing as I'm going along.
I think we need to know, I'd like to know a little bit more about what you intend to do, quite frankly.
It's updated, so there's a lot on there that's out of date. So it's still got, for example, if you look at Wendy's profile, it's still got that she's the mayor. But then if you look at your profile, it says that you're the mayor. So it's literally going through every single little bit and change it. But if I was to go through every single little bit, write it down, then go back to Mark, you're talking hours and hours worth of work. Whereas if I was to go on there and just make those little changes, it saves the council a couple of grand.
You can make those changes without taking the website down, surely?
I can make the changes without taking the website down, but I didn't know if everyone wanted to approve
I think we would be quite happy for you to update the website, because it's a matter of getting things correct.
Yeah.
So we just don't
I'm not
to
putting
down.
Anything sort of sparkly on there, it's just...
Hang on, turn on.
Just putting the
out.
I'm just going to put it out there. We need to be mindful of the disability statement.
I thought that's what you were doing.
Yeah, so that would be part of it. Yeah.
That
needs
to be part of it.
Yeah, it definitely would.
So
I wouldn't want you to do all of this work and then it would say we can't use that.
So during the recess, if I can cap, what you will do is update the website for correctness, remove mistakes, update the website for compliance, and the website will remain live.
But can I come in here? How can you update it with compliance?
What do you mean?
With disability access, whether you put the microphone, the speaker, the bigger print, you know, it's got to be done per regulations. I brought this up ages ago at this council, and I was battered down and said it was legally compliant. It's not legally compliant.
No, it's not. Disability. Yeah, no.
So how are you going to do that? I did a check with iCloudy, and we were okay just, but we were compliant for accessibility and disability. So how are you going to do that? No disrespect. I'm asking you how you're going to do it. Is it you who's doing it? Because my understanding was we would get a contractor to do that. And what you're talking about, what I call the day-to-day stuff, which is updating it, but we need somebody who can make us legally compliant.
So I was going to work with Mark to do it.
So there will be a cost.
Contract. Why has Mark got the contract? I thought you were going to...
He does the general bits anyway.
He does now, but I thought the remit from this council
was
to come back with three quotes. That was my understanding. And that's why it's been put on Philip's post for about a year.
So I was looking at the quotes, and I did get some in, and I thought the quotes that were getting in, I thought it's ridiculous to pay that sort of money if it can be done by ourselves.
With help from Mark Eagland, extending the current contract for Mark to help us make the site compliant. Do you have a cost for that?
Not for Mark.
All I would say, sorry for you, Bob, is that if it isn't compliant, the auditors are picking up on it now.
Yeah.
So we need to be 100% sure that it's going to meet the needs of this council.
But if I can just sum up, it seems that we're now in a cleft stick because we want to update the website to make it correct. The only alternative we've got for helping us make it compliant is Mark Eagling.
No, he's not the only alternative.
Well,
absolutely not. There is other alternatives.
But we... Right.
Can I ask a question here, just for clarity? It sounds to me like it would be beneficial to keep the same contractor and work with him to update the website, which is, I think, what you're offering.
Yeah.
So if Councillor Wilson can make it compliant working together with Mark, what's the problem?
Well, we don't know what Mark's cost is.
I aim to do most of it myself, but obviously I'm not a website designer, so I don't know the 100% ins and outs. I guess there's that option, or there's the option that we do, you know, go for less hours with a contractor, which...
We still don't have a... What we need to do is to get it up to date and correct.
Yeah.
We need to get it compliant.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what...
I think it needs to be made compliant before we make the corrections.
And can Mark make it compliant if we give him the right money to do it? What's the block? I don't know.
Councillor Bell approached Mark
and
he said originally he said no.
Yeah, he had said no. I've got the email, Charlie.
Oh,
he thinks it's fine.
But it isn't fine.
And I agree.
So we need the right expertise to make it compliant.
If we were going to build it again, the internal auditor recommended to me to use GoDaddy. Because
it's
compliant, but it's...
I don't know if it needs building again. I think the website in general we've got is good.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it needs updating, it needs changing, it needs, you know, the disability.
But can we do it?
Yeah, we can, absolutely.
Councillor Stan.
Mr Mayor, I know we're all getting tired, but I've got concerns about this yet again. We had a perfectly good website until individual councillors started putting things on, taking things off under their own remit. I thought we were actually looking at bringing somebody in professionally who could actually sort it out legally. No disrespect, but the thing is, things happen. And this is what got us into the situation before, because somebody used to do it and then they were falling out and they didn't continue doing it. I think as a council we have to be really careful. We pay somebody £1,200 or £1,400 to get us legally compliant. Then the councillors have the training, not councillors, the new staff have their training, who does the day-to-day stuff. and then it's done.
I was just offering
to save money. I know, and I really, really appreciate that. And please don't take it as I'm having a go, because I really aren't. I just know that it takes hours. When Councillor Skeens, ex-Councillor Skeens did it, it was his baby. He went over and above, and he still never satisfied all the councils. I thought it was brilliant. It was singing and dancing, and
good.
I still can't forgive when we actually allowed him to let it
well,
go for the sake of three of the
Queen. Exactly. That was a ridiculous decision.
Well, you voted with me. You agreed
to keep
him on.
Keep the
I
size.
Think I did
exactly.
As well.
Yeah. But anyway, we are where we are. But I'm sorry, I think we need to. You need to bring your coats. The coats. I need to get my coats.
To go back to the original version.
Please.
Yeah. That's fine.
If
I have
agree,
got them, so I can bring them back to the
well.
Next meeting. It was just a proposal.
And is the quote.
You can't take it all on.
Is the quote to make it compliant?
Yes, the quote is
the quote to make it compliant and. Replace the existing contractor.
Well,
we haven't got a really.
We haven't got
contractor.
We haven't got a contractor.
So what's
smart?
He just does day to day stuff. He's not.
And
we don't have a contract. We don't have a contract with him.
Can I suggest we're going to have an EGM for the Edgar?
Yeah.
Can we add this as an extra item to the EGM, at which we will agree a cost. For making ourselves compliant.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
If I'm not on there as mayor and Wendy's mayor and as mayor, we don't really mind as long as we're compliant with the regulations.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's what we'll do. Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Platinum Jubilee, reflection, discussion of events held.
Can we defer it, or do you need to do it?
I'm not sure that we really need to do very much and say that next time we do it. For the next Jubilee, we won't do it quite the same.
I think we were unfortunate, weren't we? Because Councillor Wilson is an events planner, Councillor Stanbury is an events planner. You know, all that I feel really strongly is that we need to plan these events much further ahead and play to people's strengths and get a project plan in place. And for all the reasons we understand, that didn't happen, and we cobbled together the events at the very last minute. So for me, it's lessons learned about planning in advance and playing to people's strengths, or buying in an events contractor.
I'd like to come back to that, because I think that's totally right, but everything has to go through the clerk. I don't think we should put any event on unless we've got a proper officer who attends that event and signs it off. We do understand, and I won't say it out loud, but I think there was a bit of paperwork that wasn't carried out, which has been brought to the attention, that we needed to have. And I think we really need to be careful that everything is put in the right place at the right time. And it's no criticism, because everybody had to throw it together and everything. But in the future, yes, it has to be planned. And if we can't do it and do it properly and legally, I don't think we should do it.
Well, as you know, we nearly broke our backs pulling everything together,
I think
including
one of the
all
things
the risk assessments and the health and safety.
Yeah, because we sent you.
I think
Councillor Stubbs
is a very good point, because what I would say is if the proper officer was in charge, we'd have a project manager.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I think what we had was several people trying to manage the project almost as a committee, and you
exactly.
need a project manager. And I think in future, if that's the case, then I think it would be a lot easier.
Yeah, and I think it's really important when you have events and you want to put events on, if you don't have the skills, you don't have the time and the resources, that's what your community groups are for. That's what this council's always done.
Well, I'd just also like to note that we did have two very good events, actually. The lighting of the beacon,
yeah,
and the picnic that a lot of people enjoyed. And
yeah,
what was interesting was on the day, on that Saturday, many councils had to cancel their events because of the adverse weather conditions. We didn't. So
yeah,
well done.
We didn't have fancy castles.
Well done us.
Can I, under the Platinum Jubilee, I think it's a good point to bring up the remaining coins. I think now is the time to discuss what we're going to do, because I don't know about everybody else, but my inbox is getting fuller and fuller and fuller of sort of things, and we can't do council business like what we're going to do about the remaining coins.
Well, I like Joe's idea of what to do with the coins.
Well, who's going to write? Well, yeah, we can quite happily. Yeah, but that was done in email. It's not done in debate in the council. So, Joe, can you outline your proposal?
So, Councillor Wilson has put together a list of children that live in Burnham that go to school or are homeschooled out of the area, or out of the town. What my suggestion was that we send a letter to those children, inviting them to a particular day where the mayor
and other councillors with the chain will be available. We bring them in, we give them some squash and loads of tea and coffee. It'll be sort of a community engagement, and they can come and they can receive their coin as well as all the other children in the town.
I'm quite happy to turn up as the mayor of the chain, but we need somebody to send all the letters, we need somebody to work it all out. Are you happy to do that?
10 hours a week.
Sorry,
but you can't do that within your time.
I can write the invites out, I've got all the details anyway. It's not, we're talking about 30 kids.
Yeah, it's not many.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
And some of them are duplicates, some of them
are
duplicates.
When
are
you
going to
do it? So, all right. Okay, are you happy to take that on board? Because I will turn up in the chain and give out coins as and when necessary.
That's fine.
But I prefer us to do it in discussion in the council rather than emails back and forth. And if I could also ask, when you get a note from somebody that you appreciate, can you please not hit reply all and say thank you? I mean, my inbox keeps getting things as one word letter saying thank you and that sort of thing. So please communicate through the clerk and don't use emails, blanket emails, to say thank you. Because my inbox is getting fuller and fuller. Thank you. Project suggestions. Projects for coming in. I think we really ought to delay this. We're running out of time.
Yeah,
can we defer this to the next time? We have no members of the public here, so public forum, I think, is not necessary. 19th of July is the next meeting.
I'd like to know what staffing situation is.
Well, yes,
we're going to
come up, if you read ahead, please, Stanbury. Exclusion of the public and press, they're not here. But we would need to resolve that the public be excluded during discussion of the following business on the grounds that publicity would be prejudicial to the public interest by reason of the confidential nature of the business to be transacted. Kelvin, can you shut the door?
Yes.
Will we so resolve?
Agreed.
Fine. Thank you. Starting matters.
Is the recorder still recording?
Oh, good point. At this point, I'll stop recording.